If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Nobody can beat Casey Gideon.
No, why is that? Because you...
stuck them high and I let them fly.
That's what I thought.
I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap.
They can't compete against you, Crazy Gideon.
They cannot. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm crazy.
That's right.
And if you don't vote for me, you're crazy.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, this is worse than being Kevin Federline's magic mirror.
Magic mirror, how can I look like a douchebag today?
Well, Kevin, I would say, first of all, don't shave or shower.
Okay, I won't.
And you just got out of bed, right?
Yeah.
I would say just go ahead and wear that tank top all day.
Okay.
All right, so we cover the hygiene, no collared shirts. Oh, and don't forget to walk around with an undeserved sense of accomplishment.
And now...
let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Our feature presentation.
This is a message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Ramadan. You... wait a minute. Did I just say... what did I say? Ramadan? Ramadan. Ramadan. What is that? Yeah, maybe Dennis Ramadan is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No? What's that? Right. Yeah, no. Okay. All right, okay, let's go again. Okay. This is a message to all Americans. I'm not going to be able to do it now.
2 days sometime.
Stop making that face over there. What are you doing? I can't. It makes that face and it makes me laugh. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Here we go. This is going to get all serious now. Okay. Death to... I can't do it.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:32 and it's Monday, the 8th of September.
Oh, yeah!
Anna.
Wow. It's impressive.
I don't even know what half of those were.
That's a lot of stuff in there.
Did you add some for over the weekend?
It's 8 days means 8 sounds.
Wow.
Anna.
One each day. How is Anna one of them? How's that?
Dude, I'm already...
inspired.
I'm at September 8th. I'm already running real short. I was like racking my brain.
Came up with Anna.
Well, what if on September you're having sex with someone named Anna? You know, that might come out.
That's a good point. Then, I think.
Okay. Boy, I can't wait to hear the end of the month.
Yeah, it's going to be good. That's going to be good. If he's already at Anna, and we're only on the 8th,
woohoo!
We're going to add a sound effect each day till the end of the month, and it's not going to be good.
A little Harvey Levin in there. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Yeah. Harvey was gasping for air. How was everybody's weekend, Lisa? How many plays?
No plays. Read a couple of books. I'm checking out books at the library now to try to save a little money, and it just seems like a good thing to do. But I got to tell you, they've changed their policy so that they don't, you can only check them out for 2 weeks at a time. And if someone else has it on hold, you can't check it out again. So you only have 2 weeks to read a book, which is, it's a terrible amount of pressure.
It is.
So all freaking weekend, I'm trying to finish a book because I had checked out a new one. I don't know if this is going to work out for me. I don't need this kind of pressure.
Right.
I'm just telling you now.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, they changed the policy just as I started going to the library.
They don't want you there.
Clearly. Probably nobody else has this problem.
You could afford a book.
I know, but it just, you know, then what do I have stacks of books that I'm going to give to the library because what do you do when you're done with them?
Right. Give them to friends or to the library.
I do that.
Okay.
And now I'll give them to the library. I don't know. It just seems like a waste. They got a bunch of books.
You're getting cheaper every day.
Everyone is.
Yeah, well, not like that.
Food is more expensive. You cut where you can, man.
I think I would probably just die before I went to the library.
It's not
Don't you think so? No, I just think it would never even come to my mind.
Really?
No. Oh. Check out a book at the library.
It's a nice resource. Until
oh my god,
what are you, my third grade math teacher?
And then of course I watched the MTV Video Music Awards.
Don't get me started on that show.
I will tell you that they ended it on time. It didn't go 3 hours, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours and 13 minutes or something. Boom, they were done.
My TiVo cut off about halfway through Kanye.
Yeah. I was watching live at that point.
So oh, you were? Okay.
I finished it.
Yeah,
but that was really the end.
That wasn't. You know what I mean?
I feel bad for the host.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He was terrible.
He wasn't good.
I feel worse for us. He tried really, really hard,
yes. But he came off as frantic.
Yeah.
And he talked too fast, and it wasn't that funny, and he never got a rhythm going, and it made me sad, because he seems like a really nice, funny guy.
And I felt bad for him. I don't think that was his fault at all. I just felt bad.
I do.
I think his arms were tied, but he was terrible.
I think you're handcuffed by the fact that it's just a big pile of nothing good. The whole show, from beginning to end,
and do they make
bad.
Him promote every 15 minutes that just occurred?
Oh my God, probably.
It was so amazing. And did you just see?
Probably.
Yes, they do. And you know that they force him to try to pull off comedy, you know, dialogue between the Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears. That's impossible. No matter how funny you are, no matter how good you are. He's handcuffed by the fact that he's surrounded by these douches.
But he also came out on stage and started with his political chunk.
Yeah.
And I think at the MTV Video Music Awards,
maybe not a good idea.
Maybe not. That shouldn't be your home run right
there.
Do
you think people were cool about that, too, because he's a Brit?
Do you think
that had anything to do with it? You're like, hey, dude.
I don't know.
Make fun of your political.
That was my first thought was, you're not really going to get that crowd going with your political chunk.
That wasn't a good choice.
No. He was terrible.
He was terrible. None of the banter between anybody was good. Not one thing was funny.
Well, Pete Wentz and Ashley Simpson, that was really good. Yeah.
One for me, one for my baby. Oh, and did you catch Spencer and Heidi outside with his little magical rhyming games?
Yeah, I have some highlights of all of that. And it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. And Britney won 3 awards.
All 3 big ones.
How is this possible?
Yeah, I don't know. For this song, for this video, Piece of Me.
Really?
It sounded like they just said, look, show up. She wasn't going to. Show up and we'll give you 3 awards. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it was absurd. Yeah. She's done so much better.
Better in the past and not won.
Yeah.
And this is just crap.
They're going to give her it for this?
Yeah.
That was just bizarre. Well, that was a bad show. That was 2 hours of our lives we're not going to get back.
You're not kidding. But Kat did great.
Kat did fantastic.
I agree. I was so impressed, and not one thing we could nail her on.
Yeah, I know.
I was disappointed too.
Yeah. I wanted her to screw up, but
just once.
And I think I want her more now. You know?
I was going to say,
she sounded hot.
At least we couldn't find one thing to nail her for. I was like, I want to nail her for.
She did sound hot.
And Demi Moore, I'm sorry, did she look crappy?
Was that Demi Moore? I don't know. They said her name. A woman came out. I have no idea who it was.
With a way too short skirt for her legs and age.
And why was she there?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
No idea.
That's not a good show.
It's not a good show.
They need to stop that.
You're right. That
MTV
was not a good show.
MTV needs to stop the Video Music Awards.
I didn't watch Mad Men, so I had to watch that crap.
Wow.
Yeah. Life is not fair.
No. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We're going to talk to James Hetfield from Metallica coming up in about a half hour.
Very cool.
Just after 6. So that's going to be cool as we kick off 100 Days of Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to give you some highlights of a show that was good last night, Hole in the Wall.
Mike watched it.
I haven't on TV. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it was awesome. King of Mexico was breakdancing. He did the spin thing on his back. That was awesome. It was absurd. It was just, it's a half hour of absurdity.
That's great.
And they ruled. And they almost won. They had a chance at the end
to
win. Yeah. Right at the end.
Wow.
Also on today's show, we are going to do our grand prize drawing, which is for you to go on the road with Metallica.
That'd be okay.
Different shows in Southern California. Highlights of the VMAs, talk about bad jobs, and Shirley Manson will be here.
Because she's going to be on TV.
Lead singer of Garbage.
Yeah.
And she's on Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. And she's damn good in it, too.
Oh, you've seen it
yes,
already?
I saw the first episode, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
These multi-talented people make
me sick. I know. They do that. They
it's
sing.
It's just not enough to be famous and a singer. No.
Then they go
act.
Conquer
acting.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah. It is annoying. To those of us that can't be good, it's super annoying.
Anything.
We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. I had a nightmare last night. I was asleep in the middle of the night, and I woke up in a sweat, and my nightmare was that Lisa was talking about getting books from the library.
Yeah. I had the same nightmare this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What is so bizarre about that? Wait, you don't think anybody does that?
Well, I'm sure people do.
Not people who don't have to. People that don't have to don't. Is the answer to that? Unless
I'm sure people knit and There's things that people do,
Look,
Lisa.
Look, you read books.
Yes,
you
I
like
do.
Books.
I
so,
do like
so
books.
So you can go online and reserve any book, pretty much, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
But then you got all that pressure on you.
Well, That's new.
Too intense.
It is a little intense.
Too intense.
The intensity of the library. That's what you have to deal with.
You don't
with
want
sometimes.
That on your shoulders, man.
You can have
man.
The 600 page book, but it's got to be back in 2 weeks. That's rough.
It's it's 5:48 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I was this close to not coming in today. And I said, no, you know, Bean's on vacation. The team needs me. I got here, and I got Lisa telling me about library
See,
pressure.
See, we don't need you. I am very entertaining.
You are. I don't know what I was thinking. I should have realized you could have picked
boy.
Up the slack.
I'll never notice.
Tales of the Dewey Decimal System. All right, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Believe it or not, Nicolas Cage in Bangkok Dangerous came
no.
in at number one.
Yes.
No.
It was a...
the only thing,
How
right?
Much?
It was a flimsy weekend at the box office this week. It only made $7.8 million.
Wow.
But it was still enough to make it number one.
Whatever.
That means no one went.
Yeah.
No one went to the movies, period.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there if you've already seen the good ones.
It's true. Well, there's Bangkok Dangerous.
Or the yes. library.
Those are your options.
You can go to the library.
I went to the library. I think I made a good choice.
You have all that pressure. Tropic Thunder was number two. Then House Bunny, The Dark Knight, Traitor, number five. Babylon AD, Death Race, Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, and Pineapple Express rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Brad Pitt's telling Entertainment Tonight that being a father to six little ones is exhausting.
No well, kidding.
You know what? Don't have six kids. How about that for an idea? He said his newborn twins, Vivian and Knox, are doing great, but no one's getting much sleep since their arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tends to happen.
Are they going to have more?
Sorry, Brad Pitt. Did your life so rough?
I don't think they can turn down kids. I think they come across kids they need.
They've
them.
Got an addiction.
Yeah,
they should check in with Dr. Drew. See if we can break them of dealing with that.
They should just go to the library and rent kids. Take them back.
Two
too
weeks.
Much pressure.
Boom.
Couple of weeks.
You got to raise
right
a kid
back.
In 2 weeks, and then can't get another one until you bring the other one back. It's horrible. Don't look for Lindsay Lohan to show us her fire crotch anytime soon on the pages of Playboy magazine. The New York Post reports that she turned down a $700,000 offer to pose nude for Playboy's 55th anniversary issue.
She could probably use the money,
I
too.
I bet she could.
700 grand.
She's already posed nude in New York magazine, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's true.
As Marilyn Monroe. What's the difference if she does it as herself for Playboy?
I don't know.
That's bad.
You know, it was weird last night watching her. They never did any sort of close-up. You couldn't really see what she looked like.
Was she on the MTV
show
last night?
She was. Briefly, yeah.
I was not able to watch that
show. Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah. I was busy vomiting, and I think I won out.
You did win.
Those of you who watched the MTV show versus had the stomach flu,
yeah.
Pick stomach flu every time. Catch any football yesterday?
Did. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who had the best quarterback performance in all of yesterday's games. I was trying to come up with that today.
Was it Kurt Warner?
No, it wasn't Kurt Warner. Was it Tom Brady? Oh, no, he's out for the season.
Out for the season.
Really?
Yes, hurt his knee out for the season. Who was it, Ralph? I can't remember either.
Favre? No, he had a good game, but he wasn't number one. Tony Romo? No, he didn't do it. Oh, that's right. Donovan McNabb, the Philadelphia Eagles, had the biggest day for a quarterback yesterday. But in a related story, Jessica Simpson, of course, is dating Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys, who beat up on the Browns yesterday. Now, this is almost too good to be true, but knowing her, it's completely possible. Rumor has it, well, there's a reporter that says that she was in Canada on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls with an entourage last week. She was visiting the falls, and she stepped into Tony Roma's rib joint. You know the Tony Roma's restaurant chain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
She walked in and said, is this restaurant named after my boyfriend?
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, I believe it.
Tony Roma? Tony
100%.
Romo?
Pretty close.
Too close. Too close to call.
She's the best.
Doesn't she think if she was dating Tony Romo, she would know if he had a chain of restaurants named after him? They might mention that at some point.
Yeah.
Unless they're not doing a lot of talking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's not smart.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that she is not intelligent.
Megan Fox.
Ouch.
All
wow.
right.
That's bad.
Sorry about that.
That's bad on every level. Isn't just one of the world's sexiest women. Apparently, she is a strict stepmom at home.
Stepmom.
Yeah, Brian Austin Green, her fiancé, has a little boy named Cash from a previous relationship.
Cash
Austin Green.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's Cash Green?
He's Cash Green. Oh, that's pretty lame.
That's funny.
He's a little boy. He's young.
Oh, yeah. All right. So he can't appreciate that yet?
Not yet, but he will someday.
Yes, he will.
But apparently she's the disciplinarian at home. She says because she was raised in the South, it's hard not to discipline children and make them behave properly. So she's a strict disciplinarian.
That's so hot.
Mommy spank me. I've been bad.
Can you imagine having that as your stepmom once he hits around 12, 13?
No.
And the hormones kick in?
All of his friends will be going, look, let's. We want to come over. I know we were there yesterday.
It's your house.
We want to come over today again.
And big brouhaha involving Gary Coleman over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Apparently he got into a major incident outside a Utah bowling alley.
A Utah bowling alley.
What is he doing?
Gary Coleman
Utah?
Was bowling in Utah. That's where he lives now. He lives with his crazy wife in Utah.
Is that code?
No.
Bowling in Utah?
It's an actual bowling alley in actual Utah.
Okay.
More interesting weekend than going to the library and dealing with the pressure of bowling in Utah.
I don't know.
Apparently, some guy tried to get a cell phone picture of Gary and his wife.
Right.
A 24-year-old guy named Colt Rushton.
What's this story is not possible.
So Colt Rushton is trying to take a cell phone picture of Gary, and Gary starts throwing blows, starts punching him.
Well, that's got to be scary. Why?
Got into his truck, started it, and then ran Colt Rushton over.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Yes. Apparently he's not hurt. He just kind of got knocked to the side. But
that little freak.
Colt Rushton is pressing charges, as Colt Rushton is wont to do.
Colt Rushton.
Gary's bodyguard has another story, though. He said that Colt was harassing Gary and his wife when they were bowling, followed them out to the parking lot, and was hit by Gary's truck when he ran around it as Gary tried to back out of his parking space.
Gary
Coleman has security?
A bodyguard?
Gary Coleman has a bodyguard.
Come on.
He has no money.
Worst job in the world, Gary Coleman's bodyguard.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not.
So they were hassling him in the bowling alley?
Yeah. Hey, you.
Hey.
You're bowling.
Nice.
Four.
I don't know how you.
Nice split you didn't pick up. Yeah. You want some Jell-O? Bowling in Utah.
Wow.
And it looks like Tobey Maguire may return to the big screen as Spider-Man.
Oh.
Hollywood Reporter says that both Tobey Maguire and director Sam Raimi are currently in negotiations with Sony Pictures to do another two Spider-Man sequels. They're going to make a deal for two.
Okay.
The pair would shoot both films together, with Spider-Man 4 being due out in May 2011, and then Spider-Man 5 following the following year.
Are you guys at all losing interest after the last one was
Completely.
So crappy? I am.
But I guess they figure with all the heat around showbiz about superhero movies, then how could you not do a couple more Spider-Man?
They're going to replace Kirsten Dunst?
No word on whether Kirsten Dunst will be back as Peter Parker's girlfriend or not.
Yeah, that needs to not happen.
Someone needs to say something.
Yes.
Someone needs to hold her down in a bathtub.
I don't know that we need to go that far, but I'd rather she weren't in this movie.
All right, well, that's an option too, I guess. Britney Spears, as you guys mentioned, was the big winner at the 25th annual MTV Video Music Awards last night. She took home Video of the Year, Best Pop Video, and Best Female Video for Piece of S. I'm sorry, Piece of Me.
Piece of
Me.
That's
the name of the video, yeah.
She
also opened the show, apparently, with a hilarious sketch featuring Jonah Hill and herself.
Yeah, I got some clips.
That was really funny.
I got some clips.
We can listen to some clips from that?
Yeah.
Sorry I missed it.
I mean, there was nothing that was really funny, but that almost kind of passed for comedy. Almost.
Because
Jonah Hill's funny.
It sounded comedy-esque.
Sort of.
Yeah. Other big winners, Chris Brown won for Best Male Video. Best Dancing in a Video went to Pussycat Dolls' When I Grow Up. These categories are spectacular.
They are really dumb.
Congratulations to Linkin Park, who won Best Rock Video. Best Hip Hop Video went to Lil Wayne for Lollipop. Best New Artist, Tokyo Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Says here Tokyo. That would not make any sense.
No.
Best Pop Video, Britney Spears, as I mentioned, and Video of the Year also to Britney. So congratulations.
Video of the Year.
This is the state of our music?
Really?
No, it was them saying, look, we'll give
please
you
come,
three big
come.
Awards if you come and open
right.
the show. Right,
because last year may have been her worst ever, right?
And that video's horrible.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays, shall we? Pink celebrates her 29th birthday today.
She was bad last night, too.
She was on the show as
well? I didn't think she was bad.
Ugh.
Really? Nah, I didn't think so.
I didn't care.
Pink has some interesting hopes for her future.
Too.
She did an interview recently where she said she would like to become the old woman in her neighborhood who dyes her hair silver, wears high heels, owns 85 dogs, and has a joint in her mouth.
She's well on her
way. She's got goals.
Those are her plans for the future.
Yeah.
Good for her. Wishes granted. That wasn't that hard. Jonathan Taylor Thomas of Home Improvement is 27 years old today. Brooke Burke.
Oh.
Remember her as the host of Wild On E and has done a bunch of other stuff. She's 37. Henry Thomas, the little kid from E.T., mm-hmm. little Elliot,
yep.
is 37 years old today.
Wow.
Elliot from E.T.
Wow.
is 37 years old.
Wow.
Stunning.
37.
That's nuts.
Does he work?
Yeah, he still works from time
to time. He's an actor?
And David Arquette of the Crazy Arquettes. He is 37 as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And coming up this morning at 7:15, we are going to do the grand prize drawing to send somebody on the road with Metallica. Six different stops in California, and you get to travel with the band. I'm not sure what they're going to do. They might put you to work. Who knows?
Six shows.
And we thought we would check in with James Hetfield from Metallica and just find out how things are going.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh. Open the bell doors. Life is seen as
Hetfield from Metallica. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Good to talk to you. Excited about the CD coming out, Death Magnetic, coming out on September 12th.
And vinyl.
It's coming out on vinyl as well?
Yes, one song per side.
Well, that sounds like a good use of funds.
Absolutely.
Tell us about The Day That Never Comes, which, of course, we've been playing here on K-Rock.
Well, that's good. We appreciate that. Day That Never Comes. Well, in rounding out the whole album, back in the, Ride the Lightning, Master Puppets days, we had it was like a sampler of Metallica styles. And so you have the ballad, the slow heavy, the instrumental, all that.
Right.
So we've tried to get back to that again on this record. And The Day That Never Comes is supposed to be the ballad. The first part is, the rest is not, but more in the vein of one. The Day That Never Comes, it's, without getting into it deep about lyrics, it's hopefully a universal kind of subject about, dreaming of something, and a lot of times your dreams get crushed somewhat. But you're if you have the perseverance, you can get through to what you need.
In the video, you're showing a guy in the war.
Yeah, the video itself, I was a little worried about the whole attaching to Desert Storm and all of the latest current affair going on, and everyone's got a heated opinion about it. And man, the last thing I want is to become political on this. And hopefully, what we did was show the human side of what's going on over there about resentment and forgiveness. And obviously, there's a lot of troops over there that are, having to deal with that every day, and obviously some civilians as well.
So right.
Hopefully, it shows the human side of going through a difficult thing like that.
It shows that, and it also shows that you can sing with a lot of dust. I thought you guys were going to choke on the dirt that was flying around there.
It was pretty interesting. We did that down just outside of Lancaster, where there's plenty of dust.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. We set up our gear, and I guess they should have told us, and our gear guy here said, it would have been nice if they told us how much dust there was going to be. We would have brought some dummy heads, dummy cabinets and things. Our gear got ruined, man. It was
no
crazy.
Kidding.
They had these giant fans with guys in front of them with buckets of dirt just throwing them into the air.
Wow, that's like they would do if they were trying to screw you up.
Exactly.
What else can you tell us about Death Magnetic, the rest of the record? We've heard it's hard. We've heard it's fast.
Right. Well,
I guess you know more than I do, but that's why I'm asking.
Hopefully I do. And hopefully you'll know as much as me when it gets released.
Sure.
The vision this time was to get back to the skeleton of Metallica, the hunger, the essence, and Rick Rubin, our producer on this, seemed to think that it lived around Master of Puppets and Injustice for All.
Right.
So what we did was really get into our mindset of those days and, you know, not to go backwards or U-turn, but to encompass that hunger and some of the stuff that we felt we did best in those days. And these are the kind of songs that came out of that homework of sorts. So, you know, with forward thinking, like we do, we need to explore and continue to explore with, you know, modern sonics also, but with the old school feel of the Bay Area.
Rick Rubin is considered a genius. He's worked with everybody. How does he work so well with you and with every other type of music, whether it be country, light rock? It doesn't matter who he's working with. He seems to have a good rapport with them.
Well, I think it's pretty important to know that he's a real good communicator, and he's very good at diffusing crazy situations.
Right.
You know, Lars and I can sit there and, you know, he suggests take this part out, and then I think, well, then it's going to affect this, and it starts to unravel in my head. He's pretty good at, well, you know, we'll get there when we get there. He's pretty good at big picture. And the other part of it is he doesn't get attached personally. He can stand back and
right.
be very objective and very blunt with his opinions.
Is that the hardest part of writing songs with anyone else? Is that it's such a personal thing?
Yes. Yes, you know, when you live it and love it, and this, you know, we're the biggest fans of Metallica there are, and when you're putting your heart into a song, especially lyrically or something you know, as deep as that, and someone critiques it,
yeah,
it's tough. It's kind of like someone stepping on you a little bit. But if you have the awareness that we're just trying to get the best out of all of us, that's what a producer's job is.
Right.
Get the best out of you.
Tell us about the tour. The tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Well, the Death Magnetic Tour, or we're not sure exactly what we're calling it right now, but we have not played in arenas in a long time, especially in the States. So we're really looking forward to this. Metallica usually tries to step it up as much as possible in the visuals and stage department. So we're going to have something pretty special again. And it goes around our theory of the closer you get to the fans, the more vibe there is.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're after, you know, getting as close as possible, and, you know, with and still taking fan safety into consideration.
Sure.
With well, pyro and all that.
Arenas really seem like they present the biggest difficulty as far as that goes. I mean, it's the biggest space, the most people.
Sure, you want to get a club atmosphere, but you're in a big place, and trying to have people feel that they're really close to you is the important part, because we like to feel that, man. We like to see people's eyes. We like to feel the sweat, you know, and then give it back. So,
how much of a crowd do you see when you're playing? I guess you're going to be in Southern California in December at a new place in Ontario, the Citizens Business Bank Arena, December 12th, and then the 17th and 18th are going to be at the Forum.
Right.
Do you see the first 2-3 rows? Do you see people in the second tier? How far can you actually see? Because you have a lot of spotlights in your face.
So good. I can see people in the parking lot.
Really? Wow.
Getting drunk. It's like, hey, get in here. No. It depends on where we're playing. If you're playing a festival and you've got spotlights that are really low and a barricade that's 10 miles away because of, you know, photo passes and
right.
filming and all this, it's difficult. But when you're in an arena, you can control the lighting. You can light, you know, it's all about the lighting. If you got lights right in your eyes, it's tough to see. But you want to be lit, and you want the crowd to be lit. And,
right.
So we take that into consideration, and we want to see what's going on out there.
Dude, I've been to a lot of Metallica shows. I can tell you the crowd is lit. I can tell you that right now. That's for sure. James Hetfield, we totally appreciate you coming on the show today. We're excited about the tour. December 12th, Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario. December 17th and 18th at the Forum. Tickets for all three shows are on sale this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets.
Rightio.
And we will see you soon.
Thanks.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Going to give you some highlights of Hole in the Wall next. Maybe the best show ever. Maybe. The best show ever. Because, you know, Omar and Beer Mug and
Piggy Mug grabbed his belly a lot.
He did. He grabbed his belly, and then you know what he did next?
What?
Grabbed his belly.
Oh.
323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day if you want to leave us a message on any topic, including your very astute observations on K-Rock.
You know, I didn't know this right now that Kat came on the radio to announce, you know, whatever she announces. You guys all have little, like, things that you do, like Kat. When she introduces herself, she goes, "Hi, I'm Kat." What's up with that? Doc on the Rock? I'm Doc on the Rock. What's up with that? I'm Lisa A with K-Rock Traffic. I'm Rob Gardner. I want the show to be.
I want whatever he has.
Wow.
He needs to share.
That's the greatest pod ever.
we won't
say your names at different times. That's so funny.
What's up with that? That stuff is never as funny when you're not high.
No.
We were talking last week about superstitions, and Ralph buried a statue of St. Joseph in his front yard and then sold his house immediately.
Yep.
Hey, Lisa May, I was wondering if I could bury my statue in your front lawn.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come on now.
Know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
No.
Know what I'm saying?
No. We don't understand that at all. Thank you.
I'll explain it later.
I had the unfortunate opportunity to say these words.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Yeah. Hey, just drove by Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Looks like Maroon 5's playing September 12th. Kevin, are you going to be there?
Giving them
He's
going to
be
love.
Backstage giving Maroon 5 some love.
I'm going to say no on that one. The Psycho Mike love continues.
I'd rather hear that my AIDS test came back positive than Psycho Mike's stupid bullshit in the background.
Oh, come on.
You, Mike.
Wow.
How are you going to come at him
come
like
on.
That?
That's harsh.
They're not mutually exclusive, you know. You can have both.
That's true. Every once in a while, we decide to try and bring back a word or a phrase. I don't think it's ever worked, but we have a lot of ideas of stuff that needs to come back. This is not one of them.
What's up, Pilgrim? Hey, how's it going, Pilgrim? What's going on, Pilgrim? Hey, how you doing, Pilgrim? Hey, it's time to bring back Pilgrim. Seriously. Pilgrim?
Is that a John Wayne reference?
I think Pilgrim died with the Duke. Yeah, I think when John Wayne went away, that did too.
I was going to say, I don't remember Pilgrim ever being
that was a
popular.
Whenever anyone did an impression of the old movie star John Wayne, they would always tack that on the end. Now listen here, Pilgrim.
Oh,
you
I
and
see.
I are going to trade blows.
Is that what he sounded like?
Pretty much.
The Armenian comedian is dumb.
Hey, this is Sam. I want to tell you a joke.
That's it?
Yep.
There was no joke?
Nope. He just wants to. He just wanted to tell a joke. Didn't tell a joke, but wanted to.
Wow.
Found it funny, yet left the joke out.
The best part of waking up is with two girls and one cup.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Best call ever.
How are you going to start our day like that?
Oh, no.
If you go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, I believe it's the video page, Beer Mug got a little drunk. And they wrapped him in cellophane, and they set him in the lobby. And
it's
we
not
all
two girls, one beer mug, is it?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. Apparently, Beer Mug's getting some feedback that they think he faked it. Like, Beer Mug was faking being drunk.
Oh, please.
Which he really doesn't have to do.
Hey, guys, it's Beer Mug. Just calling to say that people keep saying... Rumors going around that people keep saying that my Beer Mug Alcohol Adventure video is fake. All I gotta say to that is, F*** you.
All right.
You set the record straight.
Thanks for calling, Beer.
It's 1:30 in the morning. I'm watching Transformers.
Yeah.
You know that part where Megan Fox says, "Hi." That's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Our new runaway feature that is just taking over the world right now. Let's talk about Megan Fox, and we're getting a lot of good responses.
Megan Fox segment coming through my radio. Megan Fox segment streaming online. I wish Lisa May could see how badass this bit is, and it's Hall of Fame worthy, and it's Megan Fox segment coming through my radio pane. Let's talk about Megan Fox. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. You see how big her boobs are? Boobs. I love her boobs. Transformers. She was great. Oh my god. Oh my god. Remember that scene where she lifted up the hood? Oh. And that's Megan Fox segment coming through my radio plane. Talk more about Megan Fox.
All right.
Wow.
See?
That was awful.
The people like it.
That was awful.
How dare you? He's talking about our goddess.
But he was doing a spook song to it.
Yeah, I know.
Like a Halloween spook song.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I know. Horrible.
I've never wanted Omar to do a song more than ever.
I know. Anyone would just make Omar look like George Gershwin.
Oh, dear God. You're going to do the grand prize drawing for Metallica Road Trip winner.
somebody gets to travel with the band for six different shows in California, and I believe you have to take down the stage as well.
Nice.
Also, highlights from the MTV Video Music Awards, if you can call them highlights. And Bad Job's coming up later. Right now we have some gigantic TV stars in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Huge. I had to go through their agents to get these guys. The King of Mexico and Omar are here.
I'm not used to getting up this early, guys. How do you guys
good
do
morning.
This?
Good morning.
Fresh from Hole in the Wall, their big performance last night on Fox, 8 o'clock. You guys ruled, first of all.
Thanks.
You were bad, second of all, and third, you ruled.
Yes, that's both the things are true.
And we have some response. People were calling the Afro Line to tell us what they thought of you guys. Your fans, yeah.
Super. Omar has a small pee-pee.
Hey,
Hole in the Wall. That's an awesome team. Beer Belly rules. Laughing my effing ass off right now. Beer Mug, Omar, David King of Mexico on a Primetime game show. The moral of the story is 2 out of 3 Mexicans don't know their ass from a hole in the wall.
That is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Dave, Omar, Earmug, you guys are idiots.
Rematch, you need a friggin' rematch. The game was rigged. Who could fit through that goddamn hole?
That's what he said.
Now,
that's what I'm saying. Tell us about your fantastic costumes. And what it took to get into those.
Dude, we had to wear, like, pantyhose.
Yeah.
We had to wear, like, jock straps to, like, tuck everything in.
Yep.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Wow. It was silver. What's the material?
Silver, like... It was silver stretchy stuff.
Yeah.
And
it was,
I don't know what it was.
It was like shiny spandex.
Yeah, it was spandex.
Sort
yeah.
of, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was bright silver, and it was, and none of them looked good.
No.
Omar,
King of Mexico,
Beer
Mug. It really doesn't hide anything, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it exaggerates.
It's flattering.
Yeah, totally.
It actually exaggerates everything, except for apparently your pee-pee.
Right.
Which they didn't want any sign of.
Of course.
They actually inspected us before we went onto the stage.
Was it Brooke Burke? Did she inspect?
No, I wish. Aww. No.
Not some old dude. Little fat dude. He's like,
Let me check for a package.
Better retuck.
I actually had to retuck.
No.
Really?
They told me, you got to retuck that.
I was a retucker.
So you had to take the tape off of your leg and tape it a different way?
Totally, yeah.
Sure. Here are the guys coming out, and I want you to listen in the background. To Omar, when they come running out, they're jumping up and down.
Dave was doing the airplane, and I was prancing around.
Omar was prancing around, but Omar was screaming, "Woo!" It was awesome.
Their competitors are morning drive DJs who can consume more beer in a 24-hour period than two fraternities combined. They've tried and failed to break 6 world record eating contests. Playing for the blue team, it's the Beer Bellies.
Now they come running out.
Hey, how's it going, Brooke? Eric. Yeah, I wasn't coked out of my head.
No. Giant eyes going.
Energy.
That made me laugh.
The truth is, that was after like 4 Red Bulls. That's all they had for us to drink there.
Red Bull.
All Red Bulls. And they wanted a super amped.
I'm sure they did. You gave it to them.
Yeah, I did.
No question about that. Omar just kept screaming and screaming. I was just laughing my ass off. All right, so then they let Omar introduce the King of Mexico and Beer Mug.
This is Johnny Beer Mug, and today we're here to win him a new liver. This is Dave the King of Mexico, and he's a king of four.
Yeah. Man, it took us forever to think of that.
Yeah. He's the king of what?
Fun.
He's a
keg of fun.
He's a keg of fun. You see, because we're the Beer Bellies.
Oh,
that's grade A writing right there, baby. That's comedy.
Wait a minute.
That's SNL comedy right there.
We actually wrote that.
You worked hard on that?
We worked hard on that.
It took us about two hours.
You should never have told us that.
I can see Omar pulling his hair out in the green room with Red Bull.
All right, so Omar goes first, and they have a stupid blue helmet that makes him look retarded.
Yep.
And the silver outfit. And then they stand there, and the wall comes at them, and there's a pre-cut hole in it, and he has to fit through it. Or else it knocks him into the water. And he does really well.
Omar is a sound engineer at a radio station and is proud to say he was once kicked out of a Kevin Federline concert.
Are you ready, Omar?
I'm ready!
He's ready! Double thumbs up!
It's time to face the hole.
And then it comes at him, and he doesn't even get close and just gets swept right into the water. Not even... I mean, you weren't even in the same ballpark as that hole.
Dude, they screwed us, though, because I was looking back at the replay. We T-boned it. Yeah. There's no way I could fit my leg through that hole. Mike was saying it was a hole for a midget.
Well, it was.
Not only that, his foot was... over his head.
Plus, he had that thing with that he had to retuck.
The tuck.
And then he couldn't get there's no room for that to get through.
I should have used that, like, as a tripod, you know?
Oh! The beer belly goes down hard.
Wow, yeah. Went down hard.
Went down hard.
Wow, that's what she said.
So now, hole two. There's so many. Fill in the jokes yourselves.
Right.
Johnny Beer Mug and King of Mexico go. And they are going to do well, I think. I look at them. They have confidence. Dave's grinning from ear to ear. You people were so... You got kicked out of the K-Fed concert for doing the same thing you were doing here. They were praising you
Absolutely.
Here. Nice job. Yep.
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions. David once watched television on his couch for 80 hours straight. They sound like a couple of real overachievers.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Here's the interesting thing about that statistic. Here's the interesting thing about it is that Beer Mug tried to win world records for eating 6 times.
Right.
Dave sat on the couch and watched TV for 80. Both were trying to make Guinness World Records. Neither of them made it.
Nope.
None. Just 0 records that we have so far.
We're good.
Losers! So how did they do?
John and Dave do a great job of making the shape and making themselves look like they're starting a new dance move. They also totally demolish our wall.
Yeah, it came at them and they just ripped it down.
Wrecked the wall.
They got stuck in the wall. Yep. And then like in the middle of the water, the wall totally just destroys and they fall in the water.
So after
it's awesome.
That, the producer comes up to us and goes... Yeah, that's never happened before. You guys are the first one who ever just completely destroy the wall.
It's just like Shaq when he used to break backboards.
Yep. They had to change the whole wall setup after that.
See? Nice. See how it works?
Because of us.
So then all 3 of them get out there.
That's right.
And the hole in the wall is just one little circle for, like, if you were to lay down facing the wall with your arms above your head, like Superman, like you're flying, one person would fit through it. And all 3 of them had to get through it. And they climbed on top of each other with a zest that I've really never seen before.
It was almost instinctive the way the guys thumped at each other. They snuggled up as tight as humanly possible.
And made it through, even though the wall tried to rip Beer Mug's ass off.
Yeah, we made it through.
Made it through, and at that point it was 4-3.
Yeah.
You were just behind the other team.
We're on a comeback, man.
Then comes the speed wall where it goes like twice as fast. Yeah.
And you know what? Like watching on TV, it doesn't look like it's coming that fast. But you really have, I don't know how fast it is, but it's coming fast at you.
It's like 5 seconds before
and
it gets
like,
to you.
The other guys get it. To make the decision. The other guys are not us.
So here's the end result when he tells them that the 6 packs or whatever the other team name was.
Douchebags.
Was victorious. That means the beer bellies were not victorious. And this is the end of the show.
The beer bellies talked the talk all night long, and now they've finally been shut up. They have nothing more to say. Sorry, guys. You not only let down yourselves and your families, you let down a nation of beer bellies.
Wow. Yeah.
I almost made it, by the way.
That's brutal. And what do you get for almost making it, Dave?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You not only let down yourselves and your families, you let down a nation.
It is time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm more of a box office protector.
Nicolas Cage, number 1 at the box office this weekend with Bangkok Dangerous. Brought in a rousing $7.8 million. It's not a lot, but it was good enough to make it number 1 for the weekend. Following behind it was Tropic Thunder, and then House Bunny, The Dark Knight, Traitor, Babylon AD, Death Race, Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, and Pineapple Express, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
People should be seeing Traitor.
Yeah, that is
all
good.
All right, easy.
Such a good movie.
That is really good.
Easy, librarian. Relax.
I see movies, too.
All right. Ashley Tisdale of High School Musical has got a new look. Last time it was her nose job. Now she's cut her hair short and dyed it red. I guess she wants to put some distance between her and that character that I don't know who it was.
So funny, I just saw her last night, and
maybe
she was
wearing
blonde.
A wig.
Yeah.
Super blonde. Maybe it was a wig. I don't know.
Hmm. Could have been.
Speaking of High School Musical, Zac Efron.
Oh.
You don't have to do that. Don't have to.
Says he misses his High School Musical days already.
with part three behind him. He said that his next role, he plays a 36-year-old man trapped in a teenager's body. And he said it was really hard to play, and he totally couldn't relate to his character.
Well, that'll be a good movie.
If it had been a 36-year-old woman trapped in a teenager's body, he said it would have had a lot more... blah, 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 blah.
Wow, no one's ever done a movie like that before.
I know, like an old person who wakes up young, wow. Or a young person that wakes up older.
Fascinating.
Why didn't someone think of that?
I don't know.
Maybe someone could be a kid and then he could get big. He'd be like big, and then that would be like a movie.
No,
you could dance that sounds piano bad. Keys.
No, that's not good.
It's horrible. Tommy Lee Jones is suing Paramount Pictures.
It's bananas.
No, not Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee Jones, the actor.
Sorry.
Men in Black. You familiar with him?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Over the 2007 movie No Country for Old Men.
Why?
He says that they owe him more than $10 million in unpaid bonuses.
Wow.
From the Oscar-winning movie because the movie grossed more than $160 million and won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Wow. And apparently he had a contract that had certain bonus clauses in it. If it made over a certain amount of money or made a certain amount of awards, he would get extra incentive money, and he said they owe him $10 million.
Wow.
Well, by their accounting standards, they actually lost
money. They lost money.
They never made money on that film. Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Tommy says if he doesn't get his money soon, he's going to send a friend over who's got a compressed air gun.
Really?
To have a conversation.
Wouldn't that be cool if that dude showed up at the
my
door?
My money, friendo.
The president. Tony or whatever.
Gary Coleman got into a scuffle over the weekend.
Yeah, that guy, man, he throws down.
He goes off.
You do not want to get in his way.
But isn't this like the third or fourth time he's been in a fight with somebody?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently this event happened over the weekend outside a Utah bowling alley. Utah bowling alley, by the way, one of my favorite bands.
That is a good band.
24-year-old guy named Colt Rushton.
Colt Rushton.
Was trying to get a cell phone picture of Gary and his wife, Shannon, as they were leaving the parking lot. Apparently, Gary went nuts, threw a couple punches at him, got into his truck, started it, and ran him over.
Okay.
However,
all right.
Gary Coleman's bodyguard...
Come on, that's a better band.
Todd Bridges says...
He didn't have a bodyguard.
He had a bodyguard.
Stop it.
Said that the guy was harassing Gary and his wife. He followed them out into the parking lot and then was hit by Gary's truck when he was running around it as Gary tried to back out of the parking space.
Wow, very different stories.
Very different.
Hmm.
I side with Colt Rushton because it sounds
so
like a six gun from the West. You got me one of them Colt Rushtons.
Remember when Gary Coleman did that sex phone?
Choo choo.
Line sure. That? Sex, can I play sex a little phone? Of that?
I'd love to.
Because this
that.
Is really something scary.
I know how it is. We've all done bad things, baby. We all have those guilty feelings in our hearts. So you're gonna spread those little legs.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Right.
All right.
First, we're going to check for holes. See what we can find.
I'm sorry.
Wash it and scrub it and make it clean.
What
then
the
we're
going to
get
talk
nice
about
clothes. And wet. Mm-hmm. That's right.
What are you
I'm
playing?
Gonna you one Gary more time. Sucks. What's my name?
Stop it, Kevin.
Somebody paid for that.
Well, we're going to pay for it now.
I am off sex forever. Oh, that is just
come on, that's
disgusting.
Sexy and you know it.
Oh my God.
We'll review some of the audio before we start playing it here on the show.
He wasn't talking about sex.
What was he talking about?
I don't know if it's trained.
They're gonna check if a hose and wash it.
He's talking about clothing. What's wrong with you? What kind of dirty minds do you guys have? That's a guy, by the way, who's claimed that he was a virgin until just recently.
Still a virgin.
I think, yeah, his
still
wife.
A virgin.
Remember, yes. They weren't
that's
four?
That's right. They
I
went on People's Court
still
or whatever.
Married.
It's just not important to him.
Yeah. Wow.
Last night was the MTV Video Music Awards. Congratulations to Britney Spears, who won Video of the Year, Best Pop Video, and Best Female Video. She is back. She is a superstar.
Oh, dude, lame.
Remember, crazy, angry Jesse from Team Britney.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me an angry email this morning. I effing told you, look at her. 3 VMAs. She's back. She looks great. She is an artist. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's MTV Video Music Awards. It's not like she won a Grammy, for Christ's sake.
It sure seems like they just wanted to say, hey, you're still cool with us.
That was the deal. She came back to open the show. They would slap some of those bogus awards on her.
That's what it seemed like.
That's how it worked.
That girl's fat.
Not anymore. Pretty hot now.
She
didn't look great.
I effing told you.
Not great, but
Team Britney,
way better.
I think she looked better, but man, did she look used up. You got to remember, this girl's like in her mid-20s. She looked haggard.
Yeah, she's beat.
I mean, when she stepped on stage, I thought to myself, there's not good things in store for her.
She did have about 40 years of road in her eyes.
And
she
did have that. Makeup and lighting, you know, I mean, what a mess.
This is a mess. Other winners last night, Chris Brown won Best Male Video for Without You. Best Dancing in a Video was the Pussycat Dolls' When I Grow Up. Best Rock Video, Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day.
Hey.
Best Hip Hop Video, Lil Wayne for Lollipop. Best New Artist, Tokyo Hotel. Best Pop Video and Video of the Year, as I mentioned, Britney Spears, Piece of S.
By the way, no, it's a piece of me.
I'm sorry.
Lil Wayne has now officially ended the wearing your pants low. Because they were dragging the ground. You could see his entire underwear.
Quite a look.
There's no way to get his pants any lower.
Just a belt around his knees.
And that was it. So it's done. That's as low as we can go. We might as well just move on to something else.
Let's all pull our pants up and move on.
Just pull them up and move on.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse was scheduled to appear at the Bestival Festival this weekend in the UK, and she actually showed up and performed.
She did.
Really?
What are the odds?
Did she punch anyone?
No. She just went on stage and performed.
Wow.
That's all she did.
That's hard to believe.
Apparently, the organizers of the event, however, were shocked when they read her contract rider.
Uh-oh.
Which, but they also get to put all these different perks and stuff on their contract, what they want backstage and how the dressing room should be. So there's sort of like additional little items that you see on their contract. On Amy's, 48 bottles of Jack Daniels have to be waiting for her backstage.
48?
48 bottles of Jack Daniels.
And she goes by herself.
48
bottles.
I guess she drinks like 10 and then just takes the rest home.
Wow.
For the week?
Like 38 and takes 10 home.
Yeah, wow.
Something. She showed up. Show went off without a hitch Saturday night. 40,000 fans braved the rainy weather conditions to see her perform. So, guess that's the key. Jack Daniels.
Do they have to cut up her coat, too, and have it ready for her?
No, she takes care of that herself. Right. She's not a prima donna, for God's sake. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Little kid from Home Improvement's 27 years old now. Pink turns 29. Brooke Burke from Wild On, another hosting gig. She's 37. Henry Thomas, the kid who was Elliot on E.T.
Elliot. Oh, no. I'll be right here.
37 years old today. And David Arquette. He's crazy. He's 37. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Let's talk about John McCain. According to this article that I'm reading from the L.A. Times, ever since she became the Republican presidential nominee's running mate, talking about Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
He's been noticeably feistier, and they're drawing bigger crowds.
No kidding.
Apparently, she was planning on going back to Alaska, and he said, why don't you stay out on the road with me a little bit longer?
And he's enjoying his time with Sarah.
He really seems to be enjoying it a great amount. So we thought we would talk to the presidential nominee.
Yeah.
John McCain, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing really well. How are you today?
I've never felt more alive.
Yeah, that's the way it sounds. Sounds like you're having a great time on the road with Sarah.
I'm reborn. I haven't been this excited about a campaign since I was working for Lincoln.
You worked for Lincoln?
I was his campaign manager.
Wow, who knew?
No idea.
He was a crafty young man back when I knew him.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss him. Why, I never go to see a play. They shoot you.
After all this time, no plays.
I still hold a grudge.
Wow. Now, according to the article, the crowds that are showing up are now starting to chant Sarah, Sarah, and not your name. Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me, because I chant Sarah, Sarah, too.
You do, really?
Late at night, when the Viagra kicks in.
What?
I say, Sarah, Sarah.
Yeah.
And Cindy punches me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it she would bother her a little bit.
Dried up old ice queen. Oh, I love Sarah.
Now, according to the article again, Sarah and her husband and you and Cindy all pretty much are sharing the back of the bus. I wanted to know what that meant.
That's right. Sharing the back of the bus.
Right.
That's right. That just means we share the back of the bus.
Oh, that's it?
Unfortunately,
that's
yes.
Too bad.
I want Sarah to wear white pants! There's also... I want to check her exit polls. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It sounds dirty.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I still got it.
There's also a review of the first time you guys hugged on stage at the first rally.
Yeah.
Apparently it was super uncomfortable. You didn't know whether to hug or shake hands or...
Or bone. Or... We were torn. Do we shake hands or do I bend you over? Do I show you the way to the podium? Now, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Now, so this seems like it's going to be good for you. Is there going to be some kind of a big announcement where you two are going to get together and have sex and become married?
Yes,
and
we'll announce that. We're going to announce
Well, I'm saying you might sex. As well at this point.
We're co-workers. That's as far
That's
as it,
it
goes.
Really?
For now.
The way you lick your chops when you look at her, though.
Look over his shoulder a lot, I hear.
Yeah.
I'm just checking her natural resources. Did you know that Governor Palin hunts, shoots, dresses, freezes, and cooks her own meat?
I did hear that, yeah.
Wish she'd dress my meat.
I think I know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
Apparently John McCain has been saying that to everybody, and then you follow that up with, I think it's a hoot.
It's a hoot!
No one uses I think it's a hoot.
I use it's a hoot when I'm down at the library checking out books. Did you know there's a building where you can go and get books free of charge?
I did know that.
That's what makes this country great.
You're right.
I haven't been this excited since I dated a young Betty White.
Oh, wow. That's been a long, long time.
Yeah, she was 16. I was 40.
Oh, my God.
Her mom let us go out on a date at my old Packard. Went out to the swimming hole.
Right.
And then.
Then?
I wish I could remember what happened. Oh, I'm so old.
I do, too. That'd be a better story.
Yeah. But you know, Sarah Palin dresses her own meat.
I've heard that, yes.
Oh, I wish she'd dress my meat.
You already said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I need a nap.
We have some highlights of the MTV Video Music Awards coming up next. First, it's time to make a phone call to a K-Rock winner. It's going to be pretty cool. Your chance to tour with Metallica.
I wonder what that'll be like. I would love to hear the stories afterwards.
It seems like it...
Or she is still alive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's rough.
Calling Rancho Cucamonga.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 909?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Brian, please.
He's right here.
Put him on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, are you happy with your long-distance service?
Yeah, great.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are good. You won tickets to see Metallica December 12th at Citizens Bank. You also qualified for the grand prize, which I'm calling to tell you that you won.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's fantastic.
I hope you're a huge Metallica fan, otherwise you're going to get killed.
This is going to be rough, yeah.
Are you a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
All right, you get to see it. You get to go all the way to Ontario, which I think is right by your house.
It's next door.
It's a brand new arena, though. The Jay-Z's just about to open. Then you get to fly to Fresno with the band. Then you get to fly to San Diego. Then you get to cruise back to Los Angeles. And then you end your tour with Metallica in Oakland.
Pretty cool.
Where you will be beaten up by gang members. So.
Oh, my God.
Your wife or girlfriend seems much happier. What's she yelling?
Oh, she's just, my wife's happy.
She's happy. All right. Well, fantastic. You guys won the trip. Congratulations.
Oh, great. Great. Thank you very much.
And make sure and let us know how this goes.
Yeah, I want to hear everything.
We've never toured with Metallica, and we would like to.
Okay, well, I'll let you know how it goes.
Thank you, Brian. Cool. Thank you. We'll have somebody call you back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Brian Brenner of Rancho Cucamonga, touring with Metallica. And now we're going to give away the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:31. So the MTV Video Music Awards were last night.
First, I'd like to say I didn't know that every single damn musician was so religious.
Yeah, they all thank God.
Apparently, God passes out those awards.
That's always the way it works, unfortunately. You know, all of the talk last week was Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. What's she going to do?
Is she going to be there?
She was in the commercials. Is she going to perform? Is she going to open the show? Yeah. What's she going to do? And the first thing you see is a skit between Britney and Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah, of course, way funny.
He's a funny guy.
Britney... Not as, but this is the skit at the beginning as she's in her dressing room getting ready for the MTV Video Music Awards.
I'm opening the VMAs this year. I heard you could help.
Brittany, it is really nice to meet you. I actually have quite a few wonderful relaxation tips that I want to show you.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep breath and close your eyes.
Do not open them under any circumstances. And I'm going to kiss your face.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Brittany? I'm trying to help you relax.
I like that he's trying to kiss her, and then she says, what are you doing? He says, what are you doing?
How is trying to kiss me helping me relax?
Britt, we kissed once. It was a second ago. You need to move on. We're not in junior high school anymore. We made out passionately. You were super into it. I was like, in the back of my head, I'm going to date other people. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, and from there, the whole show went down.
Yeah, that was the highlight.
That was it. That was the best moment of the show. Congratulations. Thanks for tuning in. So what did Britney do at the beginning of the MTV Video Music Awards? She stood up in front.
Mm-hmm.
And she read super fast as she could get through it.
With zero inflection.
An intro to the show.
Yeah.
And it was about 6 seconds, but at least it was well worth it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all the love. I'm here tonight to celebrate a very important birthday, the 25th anniversary of the VMAs.
The 25th anniversary was very fascinating. I do have to say
this is the 2008 MTV Video Music Awards, and it starts right now.
Bum. That's it. That's what she did. That was her whole, that was everything that she had to do at the beginning of the show.
Opening the show, man. That was awesome.
Russell Brand, the comedian from England. Baloo.
He was not good.
He was bad.
I felt bad for him.
Sort of.
He was trying really hard.
Yes, he was. But he didn't have any material. Like, he came out, started talking about the presidential election, and just, he was just hypey and not funny.
No.
And, but at least he was bad on top of not being funny. But he did make fun of the Jonas Brothers. This was his, this is about as good as he got.
In case you are unaware, each of the Jonas Brothers does wear a tiny ring as a mark of their commitment to God. It is a little bit ungrateful because they could literally have sex with any woman that they want. They're just not going to do it. That is like Superman just deciding not to fly and to go everywhere on a bus.
Yeah. That was about as funny as he got. Yeah. And in the room, it didn't seem like anyone was really paying attention, which makes it even harder because then he feels like he's bombing. And
He seemed kind of frantic at times to me.
He was yelling the whole thing. He was just yelling. Did you see what just happened? Yes, I was sitting here 30 seconds ago. Stop
that
yelling
was
at me.
Amazing.
But at least then they tossed it to Pete Wentz. Who was helping us understand how to vote for the fan favorite. Mm-hmm. And he was standing next to Heidi and Spencer.
Thanks, Russell. I'm here with Spencer and Heidi, a.k.a. Spidey. Now, did you guys vote for Best New Artist yet?
Yeah, I did. I voted for Jordan Sparks and Katy Perry.
J.D. Wow, you are really good at that.
Test me.
Okay, so he does one thing. He says one word, and then Pete Wentz says, wow, you're good at that. Test me. It's clearly just set up.
This isn't set up. Are you kidding?
They've written funny answers.
Okay, Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Smiley.
Tokyo Hotel and Taylor Swift.
Tokyo Drift Swift.
Okay, Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry.
Kylie, Papyrus, or Matthew Perry.
Well, you choose. He does have skill. Keep voting for Best New Artist. The winner is totally up to you.
All right.
That was so damn amusing.
Oh, dear God.
They're so funny.
Pete Wentz. He should never have a microphone.
Should never have any of them on with a mic.
But at least they had super important categories, like the winner for the Video Music Awards Dance Battle. This was, I think, two of the dance crews from America's Top Dance Crew, whatever the hell that show is on MTV, can't stop watching. And they had some kind of a dance battle before the show, and so then they brought them out during.
People voted or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
The winner for the VMA dance battle is Fanny Pack.
Oh, no, they didn't. Fanny Packs, they stole that award.
Do you actually watch that show?
I do. I can't get enough of it. But
this is your fault.
It's bad, though. I mean, I don't watch it because it's good. I watch it because it's bad.
All right.
It's horrible. But
I blame you.
These are people who spend their entire, you know, every second of existence working on these dance moves, which are pretty spectacular. And being a dancer
really,
myself,
where do you go
I can appreciate
that.
It. Yeah. You make it to the MTV Video Music Awards and you win the best dance battle. Thing. They didn't even hand him a statue. They just announced him and then they went on to something
else. They ran down and then just stood there while they did the next
thing. Hey, Fanny Packs, thanks for showing up. See you later. Kat was the announcer. She was fantastic.
She was great.
She was 100 times better than I ever could hope to be.
Yeah, you could actually hear her. She cut through.
Yeah. But she did a commercial for Tag, and I've done this before where I don't know that it makes sense, but you read what is
whatever
there.
Whatever they give you.
The 2008 MTV Video Music Awards, brought to you by Tag Body Spray. Keep it fresh. Make history.
Keep it fresh. Make history.
That sounds
Okay.
Like, we're coming out of the dark ages where people didn't bathe for weeks.
It took like, it sounds like the ad agency took like cliches on, right. on note cards and just threw them against the wall and mix and match like you do on those things on refrigerator magnets. Right. You know, like keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh.
Keep your nose in the game.
Make history. What does that even mean?
Never give
even,
up.
I don't even understand that, but Kat somehow pulled it off. Lil Wayne, who wore his pants too low, he. wore his pants too low, first of all. And his belt was like around his knees. You could see
he walk.
You could see his entire underwear. And at that point, just take them off.
You may as well.
I mean, that's pretty much the top of where we can go with the, you know, wearing your pants low.
Right.
We've reached the pinnacle.
Peaked. Yeah.
So now no one can do it better. I mean, you might, if you take off your pants, it's not as good as, they're not as low as his would be. So, but he got up and he gave an acceptance speech for the best rap video. And this is how acceptance speeches should go at all awards.
I just got three thank yous. Thank God, thank my family, and thank y'all.
That was it.
Most of them were that short. They were shockingly short.
Britney won three awards. She won Best Video, Best Pop, Best Female for this POS piece of me where she was kind of half in it and it was mostly backup dancers and it didn't look like didn't look like the people in the crowd appreciated it either because it was clearly just it looked like it was just MTV just giving
just
her
trying to get her there.
Hey, here you go. If you show up, we'll give you two. All right, we'll give you three. Just show up and say something at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
You don't even have to perform. They gave her Best Video. Come on. Really.
Wrong. That is just wrong.
So then they went back to Pete Wentz, and this to me was the worst moment of the show when he was standing with Ashley Simpson.
His wife.
And they were so funny.
Yo, Pete Wentz here to remind you this is your final chance to vote for Best New Artist. I'm here with my wife, Ashley, and we were planning on having a Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie moment here, but we wanted to stay married next week. So instead...
Yeah, see, because they came out and kissed, and then they got divorced.
Oh, that's what that reference. I didn't really even understand that.
Michael Jackson and his wife,
right.
at the time, came out and kissed, and it was super awkward.
Because they don't really do that.
Because there's no kissing going on. And then they broke up. So that's Pete Wentz laughing at his own joke about he wants to stay married, so he's not going to do
that. What have you been up to?
So then he asks his wife what she's been up to.
She's standing right there.
She was with him all night. What do you mean, what have I been up to? But of course, it's so that they can tease how to vote.
Oh, I'm just sitting here voting for Best New Artist.
And how many times have you voted?
I don't a lot. 2,755 times. One for me, one for the baby. One for me, one for the baby. One for me, one for the baby. One for me, one for the baby.
Wow, that's my wife and my baby. Give it up!
That was my favorite moment right there.
Give it up?
He was laughing like a jackal. And then he realized no one was applauding for he and his wife and his baby, so he forced them to give it up.
Give it up! And just think, nobody thought this would last. Now everybody go out and vote for Best New Artist. Later, guys.
All right. Wow. Wow. Self-involved much? Wow. And Ashley?
That girl's fat.
You know?
She's pregnant. You know?
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Believe it or not, Nicolas Cage in Bangkok Dangerous came in at number one.
Yes.
No.
It was a...
the only thing,
how
right?
much?
It was a flimsy weekend at the box office this weekend. It only made $7.8 million.
Wow.
But it was still enough to make it number one.
Whatever.
That means no one went.
Yeah.
No one went to the movies, period.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there if you've already seen the good ones.
That's true. Well, there's Bangkok Dangerous.
Or the library. Those are your options.
You go to the library.
I went to the library. I think I made a good choice.
Deal with all that pressure. Tropic Thunder was number two. Then House Bunny, The Dark Knight, Traitor, number five. Babylon AD, Death Race, Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, and Pineapple Express rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Brad Pitt's telling Entertainment Tonight that being a father to six little ones is exhausting.
Well, no kidding.
You know what? Don't have six kids. How about that for an idea? He said his newborn twins, Vivian and Knox, are doing great, but no one's getting much sleep since their arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tends to happen.
Are they going to have more?
Sorry, Brad Pitt, that your life's so rough.
I don't think they can turn down kids. I think they come across kids, they need
They've got an addiction.
Yeah.
They should check in with Dr. Drew. See if we can break them of dealing with that.
They should just go to the library and rent kids. Take them back.
Too much pressure.
Boom.
A couple of weeks.
You got to raise
right
a kid
back.
In 2 weeks. And then can't get another one until you bring the other one back. It's horrible. Don't look for Lindsay Lohan to show us her fire crotch anytime soon on the pages of Playboy magazine. The New York Post reports that she turned down a $700,000 offer to pose nude for Playboy's 55th anniversary issue.
She could probably use the money,
too. I bet she could.
700 grand.
She's already posed nude in New York magazine, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's true.
As Marilyn Monroe, what's the difference if you do it as herself for Playboy?
I don't know.
That's bad.
You know, it was weird last night watching her. They never did any sort of close-up. You couldn't really see what she looked like.
Was she on the MTV show last night?
She was. Briefly, yeah.
I was not able to watch that show.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah. I was busy vomiting, and I think I won out.
You did win.
Those of you watched the MTV show versus having the stomach flu?
Yeah.
Pick stomach flu every time. Catch any football yesterday?
Did. Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who had the best quarterback performance in all of yesterday's games. I was trying to come up with that today.
Was it Kurt Warner?
No, it wasn't Kurt Warner. Was it Tom Brady? Oh, no, he's out for the season.
Out for the season.
Really?
Yes, hurt his knee out for the season. Who was it, Ralph? I can't remember either.
Favre? No, he had a good game, but he was the number one. Tony Romo? No, he didn't do it. Oh, that's right. Donovan McNabb, the Philadelphia Eagles, had the biggest day for a quarterback yesterday. But in a related story, Jessica Simpson, of course, is dating Tony Romo of the Dallas Cowboys, who beat up on the Browns yesterday. Now, this is almost too good to be true, but knowing her, it's completely possible. Rumor has it, well, there's a reporter that says that she was in Canada on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls with an entourage last week. She was visiting the falls, and she stepped into Tony Roma's rib joint. You know the Tony Roma's restaurant chain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
She walked in and said, is this restaurant named after my boyfriend?
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh, I believe it.
Tony Roma? Tony
100%.
Romo?
Pretty close.
Too close. Too close to call.
She's the best.
Doesn't she think if she was dating Tony Roma, she would know if he had a chain of restaurants named after him, and he might mention that at some point?
Yeah.
Unless they're not doing a lot of talking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
She's not smart.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that she is not intelligent.
Megan Fox.
Ouch. All right.
That's bad.
Sorry about that.
That's bad on every level. Isn't just one of the world's sexiest women. Apparently, she is a strict stepmom at home.
Stepmom.
Yeah, Brian Austin Green, her fiancé, has a little boy named Cash from a previous relationship.
Cash.
Cash Austin Green.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's Cash Green?
He's Cash Green.
That's pretty lame. That's funny.
He's a little boy. He's young.
Oh, yeah. All right. So he can't appreciate that yet?
Not yet, but he will someday.
Yes, he will.
But apparently she's the disciplinarian at home. She says because she was raised in the South, it's hard not to discipline children and make them behave properly. So she's a strict disciplinarian.
That's so hot.
Mommy, spank me. I've been bad. Can you imagine having that as your stepmom once he hits around 12, 13?
No.
And the hormones kick in?
All of his friends will be going, look, we want to come over. I know we were there yesterday.
Play at your house.
We want to come over today again.
And big brouhaha involving Gary Coleman over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Apparently he got into a major incident outside a Utah bowling alley.
A Utah bowling alley.
What is he doing?
Gary Coleman
Utah?
Was bowling in Utah. That's where he lives now. He lives with his crazy wife in Utah.
Is that code?
No.
Bowling in Utah?
It's an actual bowling alley in actual Utah.
Okay.
More interesting weekend than going to the library and dealing with the pressure of bowling in Utah.
I don't think so.
Apparently, some guy tried to get a cell phone picture of Gary and his wife.
Right.
A 24-year-old guy named Colt Rushton.
What's this story is not possible.
So Colt Rushton is trying to take a cell phone picture of Gary, and Gary starts throwing blows, starts punching him.
Well, that's gotta be scary.
Why?
Got into his truck, started it, and then ran Colt Rushton over.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yes. Apparently he's not hurt. He just kind of got knocked to the side. But
that little freak.
Colt Rushton is pressing charges, as Colt Rushton is wont to do.
Colt Rushton.
Gary's bodyguard has another story, though. He said that Colt was harassing Gary and his wife when they were bowling, followed them out to the parking lot, and was hit by Gary's truck when he ran around it as Gary tried to back out of his parking space.
Gary
Coleman has security?
A bodyguard?
Gary Coleman has a bodyguard.
Come on.
He has no money.
Worst job in the world, Gary Coleman's bodyguard.
Are you kidding?
I kid you not.
So they were hassling him in the bowling alley?
Yeah. Hey, you.
Hey.
You're bowling.
Nice.
Four.
I don't know how you...
Nice split you didn't pick up. Yeah. You want some Jell-O? Bowling in Utah.
Wow.
And it looks like Tobey Maguire may return to the big screen as Spider-Man.
Oh.
Hollywood Reporter says that both Tobey Maguire and director Sam Raimi are currently in negotiations with Sony Pictures to do another two Spider-Man sequels. They're going to make a deal for two.
Okay.
The pair would shoot both films together, with Spider-Man 4 being due out in May 2011, and then Spider-Man 5 following the following year.
Are you guys at all losing interest after the last one was
completely.
So crappy? I am.
But I guess they figure with all the heat around showbiz about the superhero movies, then how could you not do a couple more Spider-Man?
They're going to replace Kirsten Dunst.
No word on whether Kirsten Dunst will be back as Peter Parker's girlfriend or not.
Yeah, that needs to not happen.
Someone needs to say something.
Yes.
Someone needs to hold her down in a bathtub.
I don't know that we need to go that far, but I'd rather she weren't in this movie.
All right, well, that's an option too, yeah. I guess. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthday, shall we? Pink celebrates her 29th birthday today. She did an interview recently where she said she would like to become the old woman in her neighborhood who dyes her hair silver, wears high heels, owns 85 dogs, and has a joint in her mouth.
She's well on her
way. She's got goals.
Those are her plans for the future.
Yeah.
Good for her. Wishes granted. It wasn't that hard. Jonathan Taylor Thomas of Home Improvement is 27 years old today. Brooke Burke.
Oh.
Remember her as the host of Wild on E! And has done a bunch of other stuff. She's 37. Henry Thomas, the little kid from E.T., mm-hmm. Little Elliot is 37 years old today.
Wow.
Elliot from E.T.
Wow.
Is 37 years old. And David Arquette of the Crazy Arquettes, he is 37 as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
It seems like this struggle goes on in every single city, but they're having some problems with sex ed in Mexico City.
Oh, well, that's not surprising.
And the CNN reporter who manages to make a story about sex ed super boring, I'm not sure how he does it, introduces us to this story.
What is sadomasochism? How is oral sex safely practiced? Where can I get a morning after pill or get treatment for an STD? Questions answered in the latest official sex education textbook for 13 to 18-year-olds in the Mexico City school system.
Can you just do the rest of the story on your own? I mean, you
pretty
can make
much,
it up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Parents groups, angry.
They want to teach it at home.
Kids
or
love.
They'd rather just not have
questions
it
government
taught.
Officials say students need answered, and that the National Union of Parents says are, well, an abomination. This book promotes death.
Yes, that's what it does. It promotes...
Just put guns in their hands, why don't you?
Let's not be overly dramatic, shall we? This book promotes death,
wow.
Said the leader of the parents' organization. The union countered the official textbook with its own pamphlet aimed at students, which states homosexuality is not natural and can be cured with proper psychiatric help. So what do the students say?
What do the students say?
We need to know more about our bodies and sex. So many taboos have not allowed us to access information. I think it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Who do you know that would say this?
We need to know more about our bodies and sex.
So we had our producer Alex track down a school in Mexico City.
Oh, okay.
And we've got somebody on hold from that school district. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Hey, what's up?
Hey there. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? It's Rudy. What's happening, Mato?
Rudy?
Yeah.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'm in class right now. I'm teaching, so hold on, okay? Like, just relax real quick. Listos. Hey, listen up. Listen, repeat after me. The baby's not mine, bitch.
The baby's not mine, bitch.
Good. Now turn to chapter 4, page 23. I'll be right back real quick. Hey, all right, hold on. Hey, what's up?
Rudy?
What are you? You're teaching sex ed?
Yeah, this is clean, right?
Well, I don't know. We don't know. It sounds like...
I don't know either. Like, they called me up. I was like, you know, like, I was like in between jobs, like usual, you know?
How did they call you up?
I was like chilling out. I was like in front of Home Depot. I was getting a buzz on. I was smoking with Loopy and Bum and Donut.
Right.
And like, we were just hanging, like, you know, pretending to look for work. And these vatos come up. They're like, hey, can you come down to Mexico and, like, we'll pay you $10 an hour? You know, you could just teach sex ed.
Wait a minute.
Whatever. So I've been around the block. I know about the sex, you know?
They're getting their sex ed teachers from Home Depot.
Cheap labor, vato.
Are Bum and Donut also teaching?
Nah, homes, they didn't know enough about it because, like, I've been around the block. Hey, the hyenas love Rudy.
Is that right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I know a lot about, like, the sex and stuff.
Do you have to follow the text that they give you, or can you kind of ad lib and move it around a little
bit? They gave me, like, a book to teach stuff, but, like, come on. You know, so I just started, like, telling them all the important stuff. You know, like, for instance, like, today we were talking about how, like, retarded babies come out the butt.
What?
It's true, Vato, because, like, I like my soulmate, little Skranta.
Yeah?
We used to, play around, like, white pants style,
Right.
And then he had a baby's all retarded.
What?
So, look it. Right, speaking of that, hold on. Repeat after me, clase. Listen, listos. Mira, it's not gay if you're in jail.
It's not gay if you're in jail.
Good boys, good boys. All right, now hang out real quick. Okay, I gotta talk to my homeboys back in Los Angeles. Hey, what's up again?
Is that in the book?
Is that in the book?
Come on,
it's not gay if you're in jail.
No, it's just like I gotta teach them the way it is in like the real world. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know how it is. Like I teach the little girls. Like if you're going to visit your homeboy and you're smuggling like knives or blades or nail files, know what I'm saying? Like sharp objects downstairs.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to remember to take those out.
That's something that you think 13 to 18 year olds need to know.
Yeah, because like, what if they go to get it on? It's like, cut me. Yeah, and you don't want to get cut. You know why?
Why?
Repeat. Hey, listos, mira. Listen, repeat after me. Uncircumcised pito is the way God wants it.
Uncircumcised pito is the way God wants it.
Right. Don't let anybody tell you different. All you huevos out there with your crazy mushroom head. It's not right, eh?
Are you teaching them anything about birth control?
Like, yeah, kind of. Like
You don't have time because you're telling them that retarded children come out the butt. What is that?
And that's... also, hey, kids, remember, don't ever romance a Mexican girl around candlelight.
Cause, why?
Because their hair's all crispy, crunchy, and they'll just go right on.
Okay, that's good advice.
That's what happened to Sad Girl. She looks like Freddy Krueger now.
Yeah.
She put the aqua net because we were doing, glamour shots down in El Monte.
Right.
She wanted her hair look all pretty and crispy. And then, I brought her home. I was like, I'll light a candle or whatever to put on some Art LeBeau slow jams. Next thing I know, her face, melted, eh?
Is she down there with you? Is she helping teach sex ed?
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad.
Suck it.
All right, Rudy. Well, I guess good luck.
Keep it up.
Repeat after me. I'm in between jobs now.
I'm in between jobs right now.
That's sex ed?
I guess so.
It's time to talk about bad jobs. Psycho Mike is here to help with a conversation that we had with a new employee on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah. I'm
very happy to welcome Casey to the program. Good morning, Casey.
What's going on, guys?
Your job is what?
I am your personal bar of soap for your mouth when you guys swear.
So she's the person with her finger on the button.
Yeah, pretty much.
So if we say something bad, she has to get us out of delay.
That's correct.
So people can't hear it.
So your job, if I'm not mistaken, is coming in at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
Just to listen.
Sitting in a little room all by yourself.
Wait, isn't she 10 yards away from us right now?
She's 10 yards away from us, but she
but
can't
we
leave
never
her
see
post.
Her all morning.
Oh, that's right. She can't leave.
She can't leave her post because of our potty mouths.
In case we drop F-bombs. That's
right.
Awesome.
So she's in the other room. She's got her finger on the button. Doesn't sound half bad, but Psycho Mike, tell us about the conversation that you had with Drunk Casey.
About
that she drinks, but if she did,
2-3 weeks ago, Casey was at a party that I attended, but I came late and she was already she had already imbibed a couple adult beverages.
Sure,
whatever, dude. I'm so not. That
and
much
by
of a
adult
drink.
Beverages, you mean Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, go adult ahead. Beverages for Utah. And so I'm talking to her about her new position, and she said it's pretty terrible. I listen to Kevin. I have to listen to the show, and I have no one to look. And I'm in the bunker area with the old board that doesn't even work. It doesn't even do anything.
She has sound equipment. It's in. She's. We can't get to her. She's sealed off.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those watchtowers on Lost. One of those bunker areas where you view stuff for the Dharma Initiative.
She has to
horrible.
Press the button every 72 minutes or whatever it is. And so she can't come in and talk to us, and we can't go in and talk to her. And she just has to sit there.
And
apparently,
listen.
Apparently Casey sobbing about this job.
Oh, yeah, I get to sit in here, currently have one hand on a phone to my ear and the other on a pair of headphones because I don't know which I'm supposed to be listening to in case you guys... Are you serious right now? Oh, my gosh, I just freaked out.
She did it.
Good job, Casey.
She did it.
I really don't like having to do this. But don't try
to get
fired. I mean, really?
So we're going to take
Kevin, you are the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I was going to hit the delay anyway. Don't worry about it. We're going to take your calls of bad jobs. We do this about once every 6 months, and people call in, and seriously, some people, there's a dude out in front of a shopping center that is in a Scooby-Doo outfit. And he's there day and night. And he's not holding a sign. He's just pointing
And he's in a Scooby-Doo outfit. I just, every time I drive by, I go, wow, that sorry bastard.
That sucks.
That is not a good job.
We're trying to make you feel better about your job.
Well, you know what?
There are worse jobs.
What's that?
Oh.
I used to work for Rodney.
Right. So it's Fascination City, right? I mean, that's great.
Yeah. You know, I have the best of both worlds here at K-Rock.
Now you're stuck here.
Wow. Why does management hate you? All right, Casey. We think it's time for you to make a step up in the company. You're going to go from board-opping Rodney to dump button person for the Kevin Bean Show.
Right.
Both crappy jobs.
I'm putting in my time.
Why do they hate you?
My prison sentence.
Let's say good morning to Sam in Commerce. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Bad jobs. What do you got?
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm a service porter for a major company, car company.
I won't say what it is.
What's a service porter?
Service porter are those people that wait around for customers to bring them their cars for service. And you basically stand around, wait for a customer to come in and drop out their vehicle. But you'd be surprised what you find in those vehicles.
Like?
I mean, yeah, I've had times where I find dirty diapers.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding. I've found condoms.
Oh.
You know, and, you know, the worst part is, like, food. Food that's been there for, like, months and months.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm done.
That's good.
And usually those cars that I food and whatnot, those are Toyota Camrys.
What do you mean they're Toyota Camrys? That's where you find food the most?
Well, that's because I work for Toyota.
Ah, what a sneaky bastard.
But it's pretty nasty. You know, every day I go there, it's like, I hope I don't find a condom today. Maybe a star here and there.
That is not something you should be worried about, really. I mean, that's not good. Casey, you don't have to worry about that, at least, right?
You know, only because I don't go in your studio.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right. Yeah.
That's a bad job.
Are you trying to move on, Sam?
Well, yeah. Well, right now I'm going to, trying to see if I can lose my fat-ass weight here.
Yeah.
And go to the academy, but other than that, I'm stuck smelling dirty diapers and cleaning up condoms.
Good
yeah,
times.
That's fun
you
right there. That's
lot,
what that
you?
Is. You gotta, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. You gotta take whatever job is available, and that's why Kenny in Pasadena is a bee exterminator. Hey, Kenny.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
A bee exterminator.
How did you end up with that job?
I've been in construction for a while, and they just kind of hired me on to do their patchwork. And somehow I got suckered into doing the bee work, too.
And how does that work out? What do? You getting that face mask and everything, and you go in there?
Yeah, I put on a suit. I go in and open up the walls, if they're inside a wall, and next thing you know, I got like 40,000 bees attaching me.
Oh, my God.
Do they get inside your little suit?
Yeah, they get in your suit a lot of times, and that's the worst when you're on a roof, and you have them buzzing around your face, stinging you, so... And that's not even the worst part. The worst part is dealing with the 100 pounds of honey inside somebody's house that covers you.
Oh, my God.
That's not honey.
That is awful.
Now, you've been stung so much now. Have you built up some type of immunity, like in your skin, in your epidermis and stuff?
In his skin and his epidermis?
I don't react to it anymore, but it still hurts like hell.
You don't react to it when a bee is inside your face mask?
Yeah, I mean, everything you can do is close your eyes and hope for the best.
No!
that's
no!
Nothing.
Try not to fall off the roof.
I would pound my face in until the bee was dead.
That's par for the course.
Yeah.
That's the point of the suit. They're not supposed to get in.
That's why you wear it.
They gave you a crappy suit.
Maybe you got the tarred suit.
Somebody doesn't like me, I
think.
All right,
thinking.
Kenny. Thank you for the call.
Need one of those fencing suits.
1-800. Yeah, exactly. 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls on bad jobs. Casey, pay attention, because we got listeners who will use the F word.
Oh, you guys do, too.
I don't know. This is for all of you that have crappy jobs. Other people have it worse.
Absolutely. So, there's always someone who has it worse.
If you're going to work today, and you're like, oh, I can't stand another day, think about my man Mike in West Covina. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
We are good. What do you do for a living?
Well, this is not now. This was years ago, but I was the official government witness at a urine drug screen clinic.
The official government witness?
Yeah, see, here's the deal. A lot of states, you have to take a drug test before they hire you for a state or a city job.
Right.
But there's such a huge black market in clean urine.
Of course, yeah.
That they have to have someone standing in the room to make sure that what goes in the sample is actually yours and didn't come out of a Ziploc bag.
Come on.
I'm dead serious.
So you stand in the bathroom with them?
That was the gig, yeah. I got a call from a friend of a friend. Tuition was due, and I was going to be a couple thousand short.
You got to do what you got to do.
And they called me in for the interview, and they started describing it to me, and I put two and two together about halfway during it. And the guy finally says, so, yeah, the job is you stand in the bathroom and you watch guys pee into paper cups.
And I was going to say, and because you're a guy, it had to be all guys, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, like, good times.
That's gross. Thanks. Not interested. He's like, really? Because it pays $17 an hour. I'm like,
what?
I'll hand him a moist towelette and pay him a compliment afterwards. Oh,
that's $17 an hour.
Do they have to do that to get people to do it?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty foul.
And we
How
wonder
long
why
did you do
we
that?
We wonder why spending's out of control. That we're paying Mike $17 an hour to watch people pee.
Would you do it for less?
No, I wouldn't do it at all.
No, God, no.
All right.
No, honestly, at the time, you do what you got to do and everything, and it was fine.
Do you look back at those days as the good old days?
No. Actually, every time I'm at work and my boss is driving me nuts or I have a bad day, I just go, you know what? Not watching guys pee into paper cups.
That's the way to look at it. That's the way to look at it. Thank you, Mike, for the call. We appreciate it. I can't go to that one.
No.
Not after the last one.
Okay.
Boy, some of these are gross. Eddie in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi,
talking
Eddie.
About bad jobs.
Yeah, I got one that's pretty bad.
What do you do?
Do you do it now?
What's that?
Do you do it now?
Yes, I do. I'm currently a process server in Los Angeles.
Oh, people must hate you.
You have no idea. And the movie Pineapple Express, I guess.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen plays
He does, yeah. Yeah, he's a process server, and he uses every creative way possible to find out if that's the person, and then you serve him.
You have no idea the things that you have to do and the things that people want to do to you when they see you and find out who you are.
When you serve them?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you have to do to sneak in to get to see them? Because they don't want to be served, for the most part.
Yeah, actually, one is I pretend that they've won the lotto.
Oh, man.
I go with like, real old lotto tickets, and I show up. I'm like, hey, they want the money. And
how much do you tell them they win?
Oh, I just got them in my hand. I'm like, hey, I've got, are you so-and-so? And they're like, yeah. Did I win something? I'm like, yeah, hey. Here you go. I hand them the paperwork. I'm like, you've been served. And when they find out, like, they get pretty angry.
Well, especially when they've been duped like that.
Yeah, I mean, they go from like winning idiots. The lottery to I've been served by a process server in 1 second.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't gotten punched a few
times. No kidding. You get beat up?
No, I've never gotten beat up. I've gotten, grabbed. I've had people throw things at me.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I actually had one guy. I was telling his grandmother that she had to vacate her house.
Oh.
And you can imagine that people who are getting kicked out of their house aren't the most savory people.
Yeah.
And he threatened to kill me.
He threatened to kill you.
Yeah, he's like, you drop anything off here, and we're gonna kill you. I was like, okay, hey, don't worry about it, guys. Hey, I wasn't here.
Hey, just a job here, dude.
Yeah, just and I was like, I'm just a delivery guy. Don't worry about it. You know,
wow, Eddie, you must go home and feel really good every night.
You know, it's I'm glad that I make it home unscathed most of the time.
Yeah, wow. I bet.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's not good.
You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
All right, easy, dude. Let's go to Cody in Rancho Cucamonga. This is one that people, this is one of those jobs where you go, I am really glad somebody else does that because it needs to be done.
Yes.
But I couldn't do it in a million years. Cody, hi.
What's going on, party people?
Hey, Cody.
You do this now?
No, I actually stopped about a year ago.
All right. What were you doing?
I was a funeral director picking up dead people.
So they'd call you, and they would say, we have another one, and you'd drive over and pick it up?
Yeah, well, I did basically like everything out of the funeral home, but mostly picking up dead people.
You know, Ralph had a story last month about his wife's grandmother who died, and it turns out it's a pretty special talent to do that because you have to deal with the family who's really upset.
It brought a sense of joy, doing something, helping people out in their time of need, but a lot of the times it was gross, man.
Yeah. I bet it's always gross.
Oh, I mean, under what circumstances is it not gross?
Yeah.
Sometimes it wasn't bad, but a lot of times, you're...
We know. Don't even go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then at least being the funeral director, you bring the family in and you rip them off for every penny you possibly can for the casket and the plot.
We're watching grown men cry every day.
Do you guys, have you guys gone through that recently? Because my father passed away, and I'm talking minimum $6,000-$7,000. $10,000, yeah. That's like his, that's, and that's cheap.
You can get your casket at Costco now, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to buy 144 of them.
Sometimes they're not on time. They're
yeah.
late.
All right. You have to buy in bulk.
Cody, you have to buy in bulk. You have to get a pallet of caskets. And that's not what you want to do. Let's go to Tom in Chino. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very good. Talking about bad jobs. What do you got?
Well, last guy sounded a little better than my job, but I normally go in. I work in the hazmat cleanup industry.
Oh.
Most time it's biological waste.
Oh.
Is this after
no.
people
like
get killed?
Occasionally, yeah. Most of the time, it's old people who've passed away, and they've been there a while.
Oh,
that's
no.
a terrible job.
You get a murder, or suicide, or something. You got to clean up.
Okay,
Lord.
That that can't have been your dream. You weren't growing up going, got to do biohazard cleanup. That's
well,
going to make me happy.
I kind of fell into it because originally I wanted to be a deputy coroner, but in research in that industry, I kind of fell into this and.
And you
it's
said,
not,
no,
I'm not,
this is going to be better. I'm going to clean fecal matter.
Is
it's
it?
Definitely not better.
Does wow. it pay well?
I'm sorry?
Is it a good-paying job?
It's kind of job-dependent, depending on how bad it is, but it can be really lucrative, or it can be really horrible, too.
The dude who watched people pee got $17 an hour.
It's more than that, for sure.
I want that job now.
Yeah, but you got to work in nasty environments.
Well, there is that.
And stuff.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike in Sherman Oaks. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi,
very
Mike.
Good. Talking about bad jobs. I feel better every second. Sometimes when you get up, you're a little tired. You don't want to go in. People are in their cars right now thinking, oh, not another day. But at least they're not you, right?
Yeah.
What do you do? Or what do you do or what did you do?
Okay, well, I still am working. I'm actually working right now. I might have to cut the call short because we're on a call right now. I work on an ambulance company. We do interfacility transport, so we don't run 911 calls. We just pretty much pick up psychiatric patients all day.
Yeah.
And they're nuts. So, like, we've had instances where they have gotten out of restraints and they will poop themselves and throw it at you or
spit on you, vomit you,
all kinds of stuff.
That's all you do is you go pick up psych patients and take them from one facility to another.
Yep.
Wow.
That seems bad.
Not $17. We get minimum wage.
Oh, no.
Oh, are you a sucker? Wow.
Pretty much.
Minimum wage.
That's not enough.
You are dumb.
I know, but it's got to be done so I can get into paramedic school. So that's
All right.
Okay.
I got you. All right. Thank you, Mike, for the call. That just does not seem good.
Jeez.
K-Rex 100 Days of Metallica underway, by the way. You can score tickets plus qualify to win the band's gear.
Really?
We're actually giving away the drum kit, the bass, two guitars, and the microphone.
Wow.
Check it out at krock.com if you would like to be involved in that, if you would like the band's actual equipment.
That'd be pretty cool.
Gonna leave them without anything. Ralph is here now with Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm more of a box office protector.
Nicolas Cage, number one at the box office this weekend. With Bangkok Dangerous, brought in a rousing $7.8 million. It's not a lot, but it was good enough to make it number one for the weekend. Following behind it was Tropic Thunder, and then House Bunny, The Dark Knight, Traitor, Babylon AD, Death Race, Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, and Pineapple Express, rounding out your top 10 at the box office.
People should be seeing Traitor.
Yeah, that is
all
good.
All right, easy.
Such a good movie.
That is really good.
Easy, librarian. Relax.
I see movies, too.
All right. Ashley Tisdale of High School Musical has got a new look. Last time it was her nose job. Now she's cut her hair short and dyed it red. I guess she wants to put some distance between her and that character that I don't know who it was.
So funny, I just saw her last night and
maybe
she was
wearing
blonde.
A wig.
Yeah.
Super blonde. Maybe it was a wig, I don't know.
Could have been.
Speaking of High School Musical, Zac Efron.
Oh.
You don't have to do that. Don't have to.
Mm-mm. Says he misses his High School Musical days already. With part three behind him, he said that his next role, he plays a 36-year-old man trapped in a teenager's body. And he said it was really hard to play, and he totally couldn't relate to his character.
Well, that'll be a good movie.
If it had been a 36-year-old woman trapped in a teenager's body, he said he would have had a lot more blah, 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 blah.
Wow, no one's ever done a movie like that before.
I know. Like an old person who wakes up young.
Wow.
Or a young person that wakes up older.
Fascinating.
Mm. Why didn't someone think of that?
I don't know.
Maybe someone could be a kid and then he'd get big. He'd be like big. And then that would be like a movie.
No.
You could dance on piano keys.
No. That's not good.
Tommy Lee Jones is suing Paramount Pictures.
It's bananas.
No, not Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee Jones, the actor.
Sorry.
Men in Black. You familiar with him?
Dude. Okay, I'm sorry.
Over the 2007 movie No Country for Old Men.
Why?
He says that they owe him more than $10 million in unpaid bonuses.
Wow.
From the Oscar-winning movie, because the movie grossed more than $160 million and won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
Wow.
And apparently he had a contract that had certain bonus clauses in it. If it made over a certain amount of money or made a certain amount of awards, he would get extra incentive money, and he said they owe him $10 million.
Wow.
Well, that by their accounting standards, they actually lost.
They lost money.
They never made money on that film. Yeah. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Tommy says if he doesn't get his money soon, he's going to send a friend over who's got a compressed air gun.
Really?
To have a conversation.
Wouldn't that be cool if that dude showed up at the door?
My money, friendo.
The president.
Gary Coleman got into a scuffle over the weekend.
Yeah, that guy, man, he throws down.
He goes off.
You do not want to get in his way.
But isn't this like the third or fourth time he's been in a fight with somebody?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Apparently this event happened over the weekend outside a Utah bowling alley. Utah Bowling Alley, by the way, one of my favorite bands.
That is a good band.
24-year-old guy named Colt Rushton. was trying to get a cell phone picture of Gary and his wife, Shannon, as they were leaving the parking lot. Apparently, Gary went nuts, threw a couple punches at him, got into his truck, started it, and ran him over.
Okay.
However,
all right.
Gary Coleman's bodyguard...
Come on, that's a better band.
Todd Bridges says...
He didn't have a bodyguard.
He had a bodyguard.
Stop it.
Said that the guy was harassing Gary and his wife. He followed them out into the parking lot and then was hit by Gary's truck when he was running around it as Gary tried to back out of the parking space.
Wow, very different stories.
Very different.
Hmm.
I side with Colt Rushton because it sounds
so
like a six gun from the West. You got me one of them Colt Rushtons.
Remember when Gary Coleman did that sex phone?
Choo choo.
Can I play a little of that?
I'd love to. Because
this is really something scary.
I know how it is. We've all done bad things, baby. We all have those guilty feelings in our hearts. So you're gonna spread those little legs.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Right.
All right.
First, we're going to check for see what we can find.
I'm sorry.
Wash it and scrub it and make it clean.
What
then
the
we're going to get
talk about
nice
clothes.
And that's right.
What are you
I'm
playing?
You one Gary's more time. What's my name?
Stop it, Kevin.
Somebody paid for that.
Well, we're going to pay for it now.
I am off sex forever. Oh, that is just
come on, that's
disgusting.
Sexy and you know it.
Oh my God.
That's a guy, by the way, who's claimed that he was a virgin until just recently.
Still a virgin.
I think, yeah, his
still
wife.
A virgin.
Remember they were in
that's
court?
That's right.
They went on
people's
court
or whatever.
Married.
Just not important to him.
Yeah. Wow.
Last night was the MTV Video Music Awards. Congratulations to Britney Spears, who won Video of the Year, Best Pop Video, and Best Female Video. She is back. She is a superstar.
Oh, dude, lame.
Remember crazy, angry Jessie from Team Britney?
Oh, yeah.
Sent me an angry email this morning. I effing told you, look at her, 3 VMAs. She's back. She looks great. She is an artist. Blah, blah, blah. Like MTV Video Music Awards. It's not like she won a Grammy, for Christ's sake.
It sure seems like they just wanted to say, hey, you're still cool with us.
That was the deal. She came back to open the show, they would slap some of those bogus awards on her. Other winners last night, Chris Brown won Best Male Video for Without You. Best Dancing in a Video was the Pussycat Dolls' When I Grow Up. Best Rock Video, Linkin Park, Shadow of the Day.
Hey.
Best Hip Hop Video, Lil Wayne for Lollipop. Best New Artist, Tokyo Hotel. Best Pop Video and Video of the Year, as I mentioned, Britney Spears. Piece of S.
By the way, no, it's a piece of me. I
oh,
think.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Lil Wayne has now officially ended the wearing your pants low look.
He has...
Because they were dragging the ground. You could see his entire underwear.
Quite a look.
There's no way to get his pants any lower.
They were belt around his knees.
Belt around
Pretty
his knees.
Much, yeah.
And that was it. So it's done. That's as low as we can go. We might as well just move on to something else.
Let's all pull our pants
just
up and move
off.
On.
Just pull them up and move on.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse was scheduled to appear at the Bestival Festival this weekend in the UK, and she actually showed up and performed.
She did.
Really?
What are the odds?
Did she punch anyone?
No, she just went on stage and performed.
Wow.
That's all she did.
That's hard to believe.
Apparently, the organizers of the event, however, were shocked when they read her contract rider.
Uh-oh.
Which demands, amongst other things, this is my favorite one. Yeah, contract rider, for those who don't know, it's like when a celebrity or a performer makes a deal to appear someplace and perform a concert. They get, of course, the cash that they want, but they also get to put all these different perks and stuff on their contract, what they want backstage and how their dressing room should be. So there's sort of like additional little items that you see on their contract. On Amy's, 48 bottles of Jack Daniels have to be waiting for her backstage.
48?
48 bottles of Jack Daniels.
And she goes by herself.
I guess she drinks like 10 and then just takes the rest home.
Wow.
She for the week?
Like 38 and takes 10 home.
Yeah,
wow. Totally.
She showed up. Show went off without a hitch Saturday night. Guess that's the key. Jack Daniels.
Do they have to cut up her Coke, too, and have it ready for her?
No, she takes care of that herself. Right. She's not a prima donna, for God's sake. Today's celebrity birthdays. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, a little kid from Home Improvement's 27 years old now. Pink turns 29. Brooke Burke from Wild On, another hosting gig. She's 37. Henry Thomas, the kid who was Elliot on E.T.
Elliot. Oh, no. I'll be right here.
37 years old today, and David Arquette. Crazy! He's 37. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the...
Manson, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you? Welcome
I got
back.
My own K-Rock medley. That's so cool.
You have your own medley.
Thank you. Thank you, K-Rock.
You know, I have twin girls, and they were playing Rock Band the other day, and they were singing I Think I'm Paranoid, and I thought, they don't know that song.
No, I know.
Except for Rock Band.
Rock Band,
that's
yeah.
where they learned it.
I know, but it's a cool way to hear the song, I think.
I do, too.
A whole generation of young girls singing it. I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And I took them into the computer and said, wow, look, she's very talented. Here are some videos. And
she's just very, very old.
We're all old to them. That's the way it works. Shirley Manson is here because she is on Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, tonight at 8 o'clock.
It Not something back. We would have predicted for you.
No, me neither.
How
crazy,
did this come
right?
about?
Yeah.
Tell us your character. Your character is Catherine Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
And you're some CEO of some dark company?
Yeah, some tech company.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did this come about? How did you contact them? Did they contact you? What happened?
Yes, I called up and demanded a part. The writer called me up and just said, I have an idea for you to play a role in this show. Will you come in and audition? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't realize it was a big part or a recurring role. So once I actually got the part, I sort of realized what I'd signed up for, which is quite substantial.
Had you had aspirations to be an actress?
Yeah, I suppose I had to a certain degree. That was what I wanted to do before I sort of fell into making music. I fell into making music the same way that I've fallen into this show. I just keep falling.
You keep falling.
It's fantastic.
Up.
Yeah.
That's the way to fall. Had you watched this show?
Yeah, I had watched the show, but I was also a huge Terminator freak.
Yeah.
Oh,
were
no
you?
Kidding.
Yeah. Huge. Ah. So, yeah, I feel really sort of pleased to be part of that whole
No, but
scene.
You haven't done any real acting before
None.
This. How in the world do you... I mean, it would be so intimidating,
yeah,
I would
terrifying.
Think.
Terrifying. I swear to God, I was on the toilet. I was on the toilet constantly for a week before where I went into the first day of shooting, and I'd lost something like... I'd lost 5 pounds or something
like
just
we have
by
to refit
constantly
you.
Being on the toilet. It was Which, awful.
Let's change subjects to anything else.
It's always a good conversation.
You
right?
can't afford 5 pounds.
No, I know. Yeah. I got really skinny, but yeah, I was terrified. But it felt good to be terrified. It felt good to be excited and sort of pushed, I think.
There's a lot of people on the set of a TV show. I mean, doesn't it feel like there are a lot of people that count on you to do it right? And if you do it wrong, everyone has to wait and that kind of pressure?
And they built this huge set for me. And yeah, I felt a lot of pressure. And obviously you're with professional actors and you feel really sort of much like the sort of dum-dum who can't do anything. So it's not a very comfortable position at first at
all. Was it harder than you thought it would
be? Yeah, way harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they help you? the other
actor?
Yeah, but there's, no, they've
all
been
super, they pointed and laughed.
They've all been super nice, but there's only so much they can do, you know, at the end of the day. But so we'll see. It's been great, and they've been telling me that you're getting better and better with every episode, so I don't know what that means.
How many have you filmed? How many have you seen? I mean, not
I seen.
You
any.
Haven't seen any. I know.
You've seen it.
This is, I was
going to
say,
it.
Kevin has actually seen the first episode.
We were talking about
what
that.
What makes you so special?
Well, they just sent over a DVD, but how
to
do you...
To any old chump. Well, let me see it.
What makes you not special? I mean, why would
I
they not...
I don't know. Story of my life.
Why would they not give it to you to see?
I don't know. I don't know why they do that. But huh. They keep you in as much of the dark as possible. I don't know why.
Do you know that? I don't want to give that. I don't want to give that away. But
Kevin, thought you were really
did they kill
good
me
there.
Off?
No, they didn't kill you off. But the scene in the bathroom was a little shocking. You don't know, you don't recognize that?
Of course I do.
Okay,
but...
good. I'm just saying I'm not going to give it away. But wow.
Now I'm curious. How what many... in the world happened in the bathroom?
It's one of the strangest scenes that you've seen in
really?
Quite some time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool scene, I think.
Yeah. I wish I could tell more, but I don't want well, to. I don't want to ruin it for people who are
tonight,
fans.
It's on tonight, so I'm
yeah, it's on tonight.
Today.
Okay.
Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. It's Lena Headey. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say her name? Who plays Sarah Connor. And then her son, John, is Thomas Dekker. And Summer Glau is the good Terminator that's there to protect them, we think.
We think, yeah. Things may be changing.
Now, how many episodes have you shot?
I think we're on our 10th.
10th
oh,
already?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's way ahead of the schedule. What happens?
Yeah. All kinds of things. Tons of, like, a lot of action, more action this season, though. It's much more sort of...
I was looking at some of the reviews, and they think that this has just re-energized the show. Like, that it may have lost its way a little bit midway last season, the first season, but that this, they really hit the right note now.
Well, that's great. Well, I know that they season. Got really quite screwed by the writer's strike, so...
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
But they also, the show was kind of the same thing week after week, which is just them running. So now they're, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, really
there's bad Terminators and they're chasing and then they're running again.
Run.
And I mean, it would be difficult to keep that interesting,
yeah,
I would guess. So they bring in Shirley. They bring
That's
in a ringer.
Right.
Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. We'll take a quick break and come back. It is on tonight, Monday nights at 8 o'clock on Fox, and we will be right back. Shirley Manson is here. She is in Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Tell us about your character, Catherine. Tell us what we need to know about her.
I'm not supposed to say anything until it runs tonight.
Nothing?
Not really.
Come on. It's in all the reviews.
Can I play a clip?
Is it? Yeah. And I read a review where you talk about your character.
Do I? Uh-huh.
What kind of BS are you bringing in here?
I always bring BS with me everywhere I go. Well, I'm the head of a tech company.
Yes.
She's a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a tough, no-nonsense, frosty.
Broad,
yes.
Gets what she wants, when she wants, how she wants it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily make everyone happy along the way.
No. She's not interested in making anyone happy.
So you're not going to smile a lot?
I don't smile a lot.
No.
That's
no.
going to be hard.
No.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it would be weird to like...
Just glower all day long.
Yeah, it's fun though.
Is it really fun to be kind of a bad guy? Is it? Is
yeah,
that...
God, that's...
It's so not you.
It's not particularly me, no. I mean, I have my moments, obviously, but no, it's not really me. I mean, all the crew sort of laugh at me because they're like, when are you going to smile? Smile!
But you're not supposed to, right? I mean, that's
no,
your character.
No, I'm not supposed to smile. She's not having there to have a lot of fun.
She is...
She is down to business.
She's down to business. She's evil. And you do not want to run into her in the restroom. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but I'm saying in the restroom...
Stay away.
You're going to be oddly... turned on.
Really?
Oddly.
Hey, steady.
I'm just saying. And then...
Let's keep it clean in here.
And then, not so much.
Do you get to be like... like everybody else is running and they got guns and stuff. Do you get to be like that at
no,
all?
Or
are you
I have
strictly
no guns.
In the... Corporate world.
I'm in the corporate world.
She doesn't
pulling
need
your
guns.
Strings.
She's got people. She just winks at people and they go out and do the killing.
Things happen. Bad things happen.
She has a quiet
happen.
Confidence that she does it. Now, I have a clip. Am I not allowed to play it?
I
have
don't
a clip
know. You're really asking the wrong person.
Okay, well, I'm going to play it then. Because if we don't know, we just play it. This is you standing in your office looking down at the street.
Oh, God, please don't play it. Okay. I haven't seen it. I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're just going to hear it. We're not going to see it.
Yeah, we don't have to watch it. But this is you looking down at the street, and you're noticing that from a distance, it looks like everybody's following the rules, and the light turns green, people walk, light turns red, people stop, and you're noticing that pattern.
When you get up close, we never follow the rules. You give a computer a series of rules, and it will follow them, till those rules are superseded by other rules. Or that computer simply
wears down and quits. Computers are obedient to a fault. Do you know what's extremely rare in the world of computers? Finding one that'll cross against the light.
Yeah, and that's the computer that everybody wants, and that's the computer system that, if you've seen the movies, you know.
It's significant.
It's significant in the story, yeah. And you're the bad guy, and you have it now. And you're bad. And you have it.
That's right.
And you're bad.
And you're bad.
So you've done 10 episodes. You're going to be in all of them, mm-hmm. right? What about, do you know anything about next year? Have you signed any kind of a deal?
I think they wait. I think it's much like a record now. They just, they wait and see. And then if they think that the show performs well, they pick it up. I mean, I really don't know. I'm so new to all this. Yeah. I don't really know how it works.
You always hear that you have 16-hour days when you're doing a one-hour drama. Mm-hmm. Are they like that?
Yeah. That's crazy.
How are you holding up with that kind of schedule?
Well, luckily I don't shoot every day. I mean, I don't know how the other, like the stars of the show deal with it. But I'm there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes you're there until 3 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning?
It's crazy.
I thought we were the only ones that got up at that time. And I thought if you don't have to, you never would in a million years. You get there at 4?
Yeah. I mean, the show is not like your average TV show. I mean, it's sort of filmed like a movie. It's a little movie every week.
Right.
And so that they really bust their ass and... The crew are worked. I don't know how the crew do it. They're really hard.
And then they got to be back the next day, an hour later.
All over again.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
That's insane.
I know.
So you start at 4 in the morning, and then you sometimes work till 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you, by the way, your scenes in tonight's episode, which you haven't seen yet, not that huge. I mean, not very time consuming.
No,
so you're spending a lot of time.
I'll go in maybe once a week. I mean, everybody else is there every day, so... It's not so hard for me, but for them, then the crew, it's tough.
That is grueling. How many more episodes do you have to go?
Got another 3, I think. And then they'll decide whether they pick it up in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Oh, my God.
Man, they sure don't give
it's
you
amazing.
Much.
You're almost done.
But that's like what it's like in the music industry as well. You know, you put a record out and they'll tell you 4 days before it's released whether it's going to do well or not. I mean, it's you know what it's like.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's kind of a brutal world.
It's a weird world.
And a lot of times we hear from actors and actresses that they find out that their show is picked up or not picked up, you know, in the trades or, you know, a news report or something. And
some of them come into work, apparently, and they're like, nope. Over. Sorry, you're out of a job.
But the worst would be to put in all that time, not that this is going to happen to you guys, because honestly, the reviews have been really good, but to, you know, tape 8 episodes or whatever and then get canceled after 2.
Yeah.
That
or
is
one
just,
sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really brutal.
Really brutal.
Well, this is one of my favorite shows. I was really happy about Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles last year, and it comes back tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, and Shirley Manson is bad.
I think we can take that away
bad
from it.
To the bone.
I think that's pretty much what we have to say. All right, Shirley, thanks for coming in. It was really good
welcome.
To see you again.
Can I just plug something?
Of course.
Because
of course.
It's not really my style, but one of my dear friends, Jeff Castellez, who's the head of Danger Bird Records, his son was diagnosed with cancer earlier on this year, and he's on his road to recovery, but they're putting together a compilation record with Filter Magazine and Urban Outfitters, and it's coming out 1st of October. There's a brand new Garbage track on there, but there's also tracks by Radiohead, Silver Sun Pickups, and a whole bunch of really, really great bands. And so I just wanted to give that shout out to Jeff and Pablo. I'm sure they're listening this morning.
Very cool. Is that the 1st of October? That's when it's available, and if people buy it, the money goes to the charity?
Yeah, and it mostly goes to CHLA here in Los Angeles, and it goes
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, to research for children's cancers and also to provide facilities for the kids while they're waiting for their treatments and just to give them a good time. And it's
what's it actually
wonderful.
Called?
It's called it's put out with Filter and Urban Outfitters, and it's their charity record of the year. And it's the charity's called Pavlov Foundation.
Okay.
And you got back together with the guys and
we did,
came
especially,
up with a
and it's
brand new
actually
song.
A really, really good song. I'm really proud of it. So.
Very cool.
How exciting.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, Shirley. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck.
Thank
tonight,
you.
8
I'll
o'clock,
need it.
Sarah Connor Chronicle.
K-Rock. What was it new?
K-Rock. We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. And just for getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to Not Soak City.
Oh,
how about
cool.
that?
Yeah.
Most calls, not worth that. And yet, we're still going to give them to you. Let's begin with Ryan, who is calling from Corona Del Mar. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. What It Do, Nephew?
What it do, Ryan?
Good morning, Lisa May.
Hello.
I just wanted to say I watched that show, The Hole in the Wall, last night.
Right.
With Omar and everyone. Fantastic.
That's what I thought.
My family and I had no idea that they were going to be on. And
oh, no kidding.
Once Omar announced that him and Beer Mug and everyone are on it, my wife and son and I just laughed the whole time.
That's
nothing
a great
funnier
surprise.
Than watching those beer bellies go through a single hole.
Yep.
All three of them.
They were doing that. They were dancing around. King of Mexico was spinning on his head at one point. I don't know what was going on, but
so fun.
By the way, for those of you that missed it, or if you want to watch it again, you can see the entire episode at our website, Kevin and Bean. Go to krock.com and then the Kevin and Bean Show, and then you can watch the entire episode.
Awesome.
And it's, it's the gayest thing you'll ever see. I mean, it really is just unbelievable. Let's go to Albert, who is calling from Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Albert.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi, Albert.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to call and say Omar looked like the biggest ass last night.
No. Just
I mean,
Omar?
That was so strange.
Yeah, only Omar? What are you talking about?
Well, they all did, but Omar looked pretty bad. He was the one trying to make the camera get on himself and just look
lame. Well,
lame.
He was a little hyped, perhaps a little bit.
Just yeah, Red Bull.
Or a lot of Red Bull.
Mark, the host, said that, wow, you guys look great mounting each other going into that hole.
Yeah, that was oddly erotic and not in
and
a good
yet
way.
Completely truthful.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They went in the hole. That's what happened.
Yeah.
thank you for the call. Let's go to Ryan and Brea. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Ryan.
What it do, baby boo?
What's going on?
Okay, so I was at the Lakewood Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wasn't that good-looking Psycho Mike there?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's why I called. I saw Psycho Mike eyeballing some pretty unattractive dudes there and giving them Best Buy gift cards.
Yeah.
One of them happened to be particularly heavy. It looked like he hadn't showered in about a week.
Yep.
And his sideburns looked like he had attached two mustard plants to the side of his face.
Oh. Are they homeless people?
That is
in?
Not an attractive look.
You know, I'm moderately good looking, and I thought, you know what? I'll go there, give Psycho Mike an eyeball, and maybe I'll get a gift card.
Right.
Negative.
Really? So you walked by, and he wouldn't give you the time of day, but as the chubby chaser, he's going after the fat ones.
Absolutely.
Wow.
He doesn't want any competition, Ryan.
Why wouldn't you give the good looking guy
a chance? Lisa may hit it right on the nose, Ryan. I apologize. I just don't have it within myself. You know, my ego's too weak to take having another good-looking man around. I have to surround myself with pigs so that I look even better.
But you know what some of us...
Mike, I would have accepted your invitation.
What some of us would do is give them to hot girls. That's what some of us...
We didn't do that either, Ryan?
Ew, gross.
Some of us would think about that.
All right.
All right.
Wow,
thank you for the call.
You are not a winner.
I know.
You are very bad. All right, let's talk football. Let's go to Eric in Huntington Park. Good morning,
hey, Eric.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
So I'm a big, huge Green Bay Packer fan, right?
Yes.
And watching the Jets yesterday was like a big tearjerker for me, man.
It really is so odd to see Favre in that jersey and playing on that team, and they had a pretty good game, and he ended up winning.
They won.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty good. He was great, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Packers are kicking themselves watching him perform like that? Or?
Do you think so? I don't know. I don't know what it's like in Green Bay. I mean, it seems like the management had enough of him, but it seems like the crowd. I mean, he was a fan favorite right up until all last season, right?
Give it some more time. It's very early, and that was the Dolphins. You know, give them a chance. Give him a chance to settle in. He's not really surrounded by the receiving core that he had in Green Bay.
Right.
This could not turn out that well. You know, just give it some time.
Now, as a Packers fan, do you want Favre to fail?
No way.
You don't. You want him to do well, even though he's on the Jets.
I also want Aaron Rodgers to succeed, you know?
Sure, of course.
I guess that's my boy now, you know?
That's your boy.
Yeah.
You have no choice, Eric.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, Eric.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jennifer in Cyprus. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. So, yeah, I'm running Ghost Rider at Knopf, and I know you guys just covered this topic.
Mm-hmm.
But my shirt goes down. My boobs completely come out of my bathing suit top type thing.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Man, and
wow.
My guy friends are lining up trying to watch the video.
Of course.
And I'm like, dude, are you guys really going to do that?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
All within the time span of a minute, not only do my boobs come out, I lose my BlackBerry, flies out the roller coaster. And right before that, I managed to stop the whole ride because I had a camera out. So they had to stop us on the tracks and walk to my car.
Wow, it sounds like you're nothing but trouble.
I am.
But let me ask you this question, Jennifer. Is it possible that your boobs can just come out without you wanting them to?
Well, you know, they tend to do that. I try to keep the girls underneath control, but
sure.
They have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
They're just unmanageable.
It was a day before my birthday, so I didn't get any birthday texts, any birthday calls, didn't have a phone.
Well, you gave to other people, and I think that's what's important.
You know, some people got some good shows there.
Now,
you know.
Did your friends buy the photo? Because don't they have one of those little boots around there?
They did not show it. But you know, my girls, they're big, dude. They're a double D's.
Yeah!
I'm all good.
All right, look. I'm not doubting that. I was just asking.
Right with you.
Me too. Let us know next time you're going to Knott's Berry Farm, all right? Thank you, Jennifer.
We'll get a game together. My God.
Wow. That's the right thing. She did the right thing.
They're alive.
I hate it when that happens. It just does sometimes.
Yep.
All right. Thanks to everybody that was on the program today. Thanks to James Hetfield from Metallica. Talking mm-hmm. about 100 days of Metallica. By the way, we are giving away their gear here at K-Rock. You
that's
can go to krock.com
odd.
For details. But you can get the drum kit, the bass, two guitars, and James' mic. All of that.
Wow.
And I guess they're going to start
they're
from scratch
upgrade?
Again. I guess so. I don't know. But you can win those by going to krock.com and getting more details. Thanks to Shirley Manson coming in studio talking about Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, which is on tonight at 8 o'clock. And thanks to our old friend Rudy for checking in with us from Mexico City. That was very nice today
yes.
in his sex ed class that scares the hell out of me. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, The Hills Recap.
So it we'll looks have to, very special tonight.
Oh, how many times did they advertise it during that super crappy award show last night?
Yes.
Oh, tonight, tomorrow night on a very special Hills.
Yeah.
Everything changes.
Like, I'm in. Lauren cries. I'm in.
I love it anytime they say everything changes, because it usually doesn't really at all.
Not really.
But everything changes. So we'll check in with Spencer tomorrow as well, and we're going to get back to maybe the most popular bit we've ever done. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Oh, come on.
On tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Seriously?
And by, oh, come on, you mean, yes, you're excited. And we'll check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com as well tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm.
Kat Corbett, fantastic last night on the MTV Video Music Awards.
Rocked.
She was really good. She didn't do any of the screw-ups and stuff like I do. Like,
she's not fun, but she's good.
I provide entertainment for my friends.
Yes, you do.
That's
thank
what I
you.
Do. Not on purpose, but I do. I mean, it just happens. But she didn't do any of that.
You pretty much made my year.
She was perfect.
With your stuff.
Everything she did was perfect, yeah. And that's not good. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got The Offspring. She's got Weezer. She's got the new Stained and brand new Foo Fighters coming up as part of 40 minutes nonstop.